On the final night of the regular season, Chi High knew a win just might earn them another game. But first, they'd have to get past one final BRC hurdle in the Spartans of Superior.
Well, good evening and welcome to a blustery Friday night for the regular season finale. We are in Superior, Wisconsin. NBC Spartan Sports Complex as your Chippewa Falls Cardinals take on Superior. Leno takes the snap. He's going option, look right side. Late pitch. The ball's on the ground. Chi High dives on it, and they've got it at the 35. Third and goal from the one-yard line. Ball on the far hash. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. It's 6-0 Cards.
Oh, fantastic drive by the offense.
Now they'll spread it out with three receivers. Man in motion left to right, but that is Williams, and he'll get the call again. Williams is met right at the line of scrimmage, and a wall of white drives him back. First hat to the ball. Look to be Krista once again.
Brett Krista.
We'll try to tie this game with 2:25 to play. Good snap, good spot, and the kick is blocked by Chi High. It's 7-6. Auger to his right, Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden back to pass, facing some pressure. He'll step up again. Now we'll tuck it and run. 30, 35, 40, down the sideline. Von Hayden skips out of bounds in front of the Superior bench as he moves the sticks and stops the clock for Chi High. Back to pass, Meller. Meller's going to rainbow deep down the left sideline, hangs it up, and it's intercepted by Bowling. Bowling at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Bowling down the sideline. He may take this one back. 40, 35, 30. Bowling is going to outrun everyone to the end zone. 90-yard pick six for the Cards.
Bowling caught that one.
Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden will flip it right side. Tarbucks. Tarbucks finds a crease. 35, 40, 45 up to the 50-yard line. And Tarbucks gets a look, and after his first carry went for no gain, he has two straight first downs. Chi High's got to get a stop here on 4th and 2, Cardinal 40-yard line. Meller back in at quarterback. Meller's going to keep it himself. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage.
He did not get it.
He did not get there. Turnover on downs. The Chi High defense holds. What a stop. Cardinals bring it to the line on 3rd and 4. Ball right in the center of the field. Double wing, double tight. Flip left side. That's Xander Neal. Neal following his blocking inside the 30-yard line, breaking free to the 20 and down to the 17. Xander Neal with a burst.
Really nice job from the right wing position.
Final play of the quarter. Give off the right side. That's Carter Bovee. Bovee turning the corner. 15-yard line to the 10. Spins close to another Chi High first down. Bashing Bauer from 35. High snap, good spot. Fashenbauer drives the leg into it. It's good! Fashenbauer, a big-time 35-yard field goal, and it's 10-6 Chi High. Leno, delayed give off the left side. Chi High hits him in the backfield, pulls him down. A big play there by Carter Bovee.
Yeah, Carter Bovee and Brett Krista coming up.
From the 27 of Chi High, only one timeout left for Coach Bob DeMeyer. They put Meller, their senior, who's battling injury, it would appear, back in at quarterback. On 4th and 9, Meller takes the snap. He's rolling out to his right. He's under heavy pressure. Meller rolling, throws right side, and it's incomplete. Chi High, the defense holds. Turnover on downs. The ball back to the Cards. Great pressure applied on the play that time Chi High. Hagman.
Getting the pressure. He absolutely refused to be blocked.
1st and 10 from the 40. Double wing, double tight. Give right up the middle. That's Bush. Bush at the 50, the 45, 40, the 35, the 30. Devin Bush stops, pushes a couple players forward inside the 25-yard line, and that may just about do it for Chi High.
First down on 4th and 9, where Superior gets one more crack at it. So Von Hayden will go to the line in the double wing, double tight formation. Von Hayden will flip it and will lead block for Neal. Neal finds a crease. He will push forward. He is close to the first down. If he got it, that game is over.
Waiting for the indication from the officials that the right arm goes forward.
Oh, yes. It does. Yes. Game over. Chi High win.
Oh, fantastic. Great job by Neal.
As the clock winds down, Chi High escapes from Superior with their 4th win of the season. Once again, your final score from the NBC Spartan Sports Complex, Chi High 10, Superior 6.
On to the second season. But from here on out, it's win or go home. And the first step in the road to Camp Randall is a rematch with the Hudson Raiders. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
You found Western Marks, Wisconsin's yes, best talk around the clock on WOGO.
WOGO. Your sports station.
Chi High Football is on the air. This WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Ashley Construction, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Culver's of Lake Halley, also by Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Great Clips, Haas Incorporated, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, by Holly Bobby of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Kurth Heating and Cooling, and by Nicolet National Bank, Post Glass and Mirror, Quality Propane and Fuels, by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, and by Stelter Incorporated, Swimrite Pools and Spas, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, and Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO Sports Broadcast team, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, and Mike Thompson.
WOGO, go Cardinals, your sports station.
The second season begins. Good evening and welcome to Hudson High School, home of the Raiders, in sight of this WIA Division I Level 1 playoff football game, pitting your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, the number 8 seed, against the number 1 seed, the Hudson Raiders. Chi High 4-5 on the year, Hudson 8-1, Chi High 3-4 in Big Rivers Conference play, Hudson unbeaten 7-0, perfect, and champions of the Big Rivers Conference. I'm Caleb Swenson. Alan Dunham will be joining us shortly. Athletic Director for Chippewa Falls High School, Mike Thompson, down on the sidelines with us tonight as Chi High looking to pull off a stunner and upset against the Raiders of Hudson, who again have gotten better and better throughout this season. Chi High, though, massively improved from where they began as well. It'll all come to a head in about 23 minutes here from Hudson on a beautiful October Friday night beneath the lights. We'll hear from both head coaches on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. Well, speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. That particularly resonates with me tonight. Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. 3-minute timeout. We're back with both head coaches as the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, playoff football on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a rock-solid career with a family-owned company? Haas Incorporated offers competitive pay, 100% paid health insurance premiums, 10% company 401k contribution, dental, vision, and life insurance. Haas is now hiring for full and part-time shop technicians in Thorpe and Eau Claire, as well as a project manager in Thorpe. Apply in person or at Haas4.com. That's H-A-A-S, the number 4.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show playoff edition here at beautiful Hudson High School, level one of the WIA Division I tournament, number one seed Hudson Raiders against your eighth seed at Chippewa Falls Cardinals, Big Rivers Conference foes, here with head coach Adam Cowles. And coach, last time you saw this Chi-Hi team, first BRC game, since then, you haven't played in a lot of close games. I mean, really, you've turned it on. What's been key?
Well, we just kind of been playing better as the season's gone on, and these guys have too. I mean, it's one of those games early on, you kind of feel each other out, and you don't really know what to expect. Even though you played a couple non-conference games, you just kind of don't know. But, you know, we've been playing well lately, but it's a new season, so that stuff in the last few weeks really doesn't matter much.
What are you doing so well offensively right now that has kind of led to, I mean, I think you almost put a running clock on New Richmond, if not putting a running clock on them. Again, a lot of attention played to the defense, but the offense is clicking.
I think it's a mix. You know, I think we've been more balanced. I think when we get into, you know, when we're just running the ball too much or throwing the ball too much, it's just, you know, it's easy for the defense to figure out what you're doing. But I think it's a mix of what we've been doing. You know, we've been able to run the ball and take advantage of some things in the passing game. So I think the balance has really helped us. And, you know, that's kind of what we've done, you know, over the course of the season, gotten better at that balance a little bit.
And finally, Coach, you mentioned Chippewa getting better as well, too. What do you see on tape?
You know, they're so tough. You know, I know, you know, Rayco is going to say, well, they're young, but, boy, it's week 10. You're not young anymore in week 10. You know, these guys have had a full season. They're good. I mean, they fly around. You know, defensively, they fly all over the place. They got guys coming downhill, and you never know where they're coming from. Offensively, sound. I mean, sound. They can grind you. You know, they can grind the ball and keep getting first downs. And if you put everybody in the box, they can hit you for a big one too. So just really talented group that have gotten better as the season's gone on. And like I said, week 10, no one's young anymore, and they're really good.
Well, Coach, good to see you twice in the same season. We're looking forward to this. Another great BRC game, just a playoff edition of it.
Thank you. You bet.
Head Coach Adam Cowles back after this with Coach Rakovich on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today. When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's Way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for butter burgers, custard, and cheese curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome back to the playoff edition of the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from Hudson High School in Hudson, Wisconsin, WIA Division I Level 1 football playoffs. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, first and foremost, last week you got the win at Superior. You knew you needed to get the win to get in, but didn't know if the team had done enough. And then Saturday morning, what was that like, especially for this year's seniors to say, hey, we've got at least one more game?
Well, I felt Mike. Really good for our kids.
Yeah, you got me? All right.
They've worked their tails off, not just this fall, but during the off season, and they deserve another game. And, you know, like I said to the first week that we talked, I said, we're young, we're going to get better as the year goes on, and I really feel that we have.
Coach, when you played Hudson the first time here again, what was that, 5-6 weeks ago now, it may have been the best defensive performance we saw all season. I mean, really incredible to hold this Raiders offense down.
Well, they're going to have to do it again. You know, Hudson is kind of like us where they get better every week too. So they're a formidable foe. They're good. They're well coached. They're talented. They got Division I prospects sprinkled all over their team. So we got our hands full, but we've had a great week of practice. I'm really excited and looking forward to it.
And finally, Coach, if there were a player or two from that Hudson team who caused the most havoc, when you look at Aiden Tepperang and Sam Dickman, those defensive ends that they have, they really caused some problems. What do you have to do to at least try to slow them down tonight?
Well, they are what they are. You can't, you know, you can't diminish who they are. They're like I said, they're Division I prospects. And, you know, if you're going against somebody like that, you better play your best. You got to give it your best. And obviously, you know, from a scheme standpoint, we have a few things we have in mind that we're going to do. But they are what they are. They're good. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Coach, everybody's 0-0 at this point. Second season, can't wait. Thanks very much for your time.
And thank you, Caleb, for the great job you do for Chi-High football. We really appreciate it, and I know the fans do too.
Head coach Chuck Rakovich as the Cardinal Countdown pregame show continues on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own marquee spa from Swim Right Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how Swim Right's line of marquee spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. Swim Right.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
We serve to serve again. We've got a company. We serve you with plumbing, heating, and HVAC. We serve you with the best service and dependability. Providing you with quality workmanship. We're Scala Company. We serve to serve again. We're Scala Company.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson alongside Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson down on the field tonight for this Level 1 WIA Division 1 playoff game, pitting your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, the 8 seed, against the number 1 seed, the Hudson Raiders. Thank you to Sam Aberle, keeping things running smoothly back to the WOGO home base in Halley. A little housekeeping first. The WIA State Football Finals are scheduled for November 16th and 17th at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. All tickets are sold online, so there are no long lines. To purchase them, order your State Finals tickets online in advance by clicking on the tickets link located at the top of the WIA homepage and navigating to the State Football Finals option. That website is WIAAWI.org. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro football players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time now, Alan Dunham, as we welcome you into the broadcast to bring to the air the Toyson Ford at Keys to the Game, brought to you, of course, by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Again, on paper, this is a Chi High team that's been up and down in the Big Rivers Conference. Hudson, of course, unbeaten in the conference, 8-1 overall. They've really been rolling people, including a 35-13 drubbing of previously unbeaten New Richmond, a state-ranked New Richmond team last week. What's Chi High got to do this time around? Again, they lost by 5 last time, but want to try and put an extra tutty on the board and win this one.
Yeah, well, this is, as you mentioned, all those things, is a very tough opponent for Chi High to come back now, and Hudson has just absolutely been on a roll. You know how hard the Big Rivers Conference is, and when you go undefeated in Big Rivers Conference, it tells you a lot about the kind of team you are and the season you're having. So hats off to Hudson for the great season they've had. I mean, Chi High, they just got to play out of their minds. They absolutely have the best game of the year and have a game like last week in terms of not turning the ball over, really controlling field position and time of possession for any chance to hope to beat a hot Hudson team like we have tonight. And I'm excited. I mean, it's always great. You know, that's why you play the games, because anything can happen on any given night, and we're here in a beautiful stadium, a beautiful night, and it's high school football, so let's keep this thing going as long as we can.
And we're not going to complain about mid to upper 50s at kickoff either on the 20th of October.
Sir.
We'll step out and be back after this to finish up the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. Glad to be with you on a beautiful night in Hudson for some playoff football. If you're looking for McDonald football here tonight, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky will have that call live on Max TV. We've got that under our sports schedule, that link at WOGO.com, or you can search at WOGO Radio on Twitter or Facebook as well. Those were your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. 3-minute timeout. We're back with Game Time here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's Chi High and Hudson coming up next.
Looking for a rock-solid career with a family-owned company? Haas Incorporated offers competitive pay, 100% paid health insurance premiums, 10% company 401k contribution, dental, vision, and life insurance. Haas is now hiring for full and part-time shop technicians in Thorpe and Eau Claire, as well as a project manager in Thorpe. Apply in person or at Haas4.com. That's H-A-A-S, the number 4.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
It's game time here in Hudson. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson with you on WOGO Sports. We were just treated to a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by a dozen Hudson students. Absolutely gorgeous. And they put on a spectacle here at Hudson. They are ready as a number one seed. Chi High, certainly an underdog here tonight, but I think they relish that role at this point of the season, Alan.
For whatever reason, I think the way maybe this team is prepared, they tend to do well on the road, and as you say, an underdog role, it's kind of like they got nothing to lose here but just come out and let it rip. There's no pressure on them for sure. Sometimes that's the harder part about being a higher seed.
Tonight's anthem,
and it's also an opponent they know very well. I mean, neither team is going to do anything that surprises each other. It's going to be about who's more physical, who's tougher, who's more determined, and who's going to go out and get this win.
Chi High and Hudson taking the field now as we are just moments away from kickoff here at WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Hudson will be introduced here. The Raiders are in their dark blue uniforms, white pants, solid white numerals, white helmets. And that dark blue stripe on the helmets. And Chi High resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, jet black pants. Crimson slash across the pants, the black numerals, red piping, and the matte black helmets with the silver CF insignia. Again, when you look at some of the leaders for both teams, thank you to Brandon Berg and the Chippewa Herald for compiling these. Mason Von Hayden leading the way for Chippewa Falls through the air, 97-158. Through the air for 940 yards and 9 touchdowns, also 157 yards and a pair of scores on the ground. Chi High, we've seen this quite a bit. Allen has been in the spread more than really we've ever seen, including that first game of the season against Holman, where Coach Rakevich said, hey, I think you'd have to go all the way back to my college days at UW-Superior the last time. I was never in the double wing at all.
Yeah, and I think tonight, just from what I'm seeing in pregame warm-ups, they're going to do more double wing, double tight tonight. And without having LeMay in running back again for a second week in a row, that really hurts us offensively. And it looks like Boland is going to get back into that wing position, and we'll see him get some carries tonight.
Now, again, we've seen Jackson Boland as one of the team's leading receivers with 19 receptions, 241 yards, 4 touchdowns. 3 of those came in one game. Sam Hebert, second in receptions, 19 for 204 yards and 2 touchdowns. But again, on the ground, Jackson LeMay, 360 rushing yards and a couple touchdowns. He's also the leading receiver with 26 receptions for 265 yards and a touchdown. So again, going to need more people to step up. If you're a Chippewa Falls fan here tonight, Xander Neal, second leading rusher, 290 yards, 1 touchdown. He's really seemed to get stronger and stronger as the season has gone on. Devin Bush in that B-back or fullback position, 180 yards and a touchdown. But again, he's run the ball well and tough, and they're going to need that against a Hudson defense that they've got a lot of athletes, but the two that stick out, Aiden Tepper-Ang and Sam Dickman, and honestly, they wreaked havoc last time Chi High was here in this field just several weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely, and it just kills you when you go to the spread and you don't have a quick passing game and you have pressure coming off both edges like that. And so really key for Chi High is being able to block those guys, at least mitigate what they can do. And sometimes running at them is more effective than running away because of their speed and athleticism. And so it's really incumbent on these offensive linemen. Now they've got, you know, this is their 10th game under their belt. Now these are 3 juniors and 2 sophomores that are starting. So they are a young crew, but they have a lot of experience now. And they got to come out and play the game of their lives. Just have these running backs run really hard. And something Chi High hasn't been able to do all season really is have sustained offensive drives. And so that'll be huge tonight to win the time of possession, have some controlled drives where they can have 5-6 minute drives and eat up the clock, and you know, just keep gaining first down after first down after first down.
We're looking forward to game time here again. Chi High last Friday night knew they had to win to have a chance to get in. And then found out Saturday morning that not only would they be in the tournament, but also would be playing a familiar foe. Ethan Fashingbauer has it on the tee as Chi High will kick it right to left to begin this playoff game here at Hudson. The run-up and the boot, good to have you with us. High end over end, short carrying to the 14-yard line, bobbled a bit, 20 outside the numbers, hit at the 24, and up ahead to the 25, and that's where the Hudson Raider offense will start. First and 10, they're led by quarterback Ryland Schultz, 6-foot, 180-pound, a senior. Their leading receiver, Tyler Lassard, who plays both ways, number 18, a big target, just a junior, 6'4", 195. And again, this Hudson offense has really hit its stride in recent weeks. Chi High held them to 13 points in that first BRC game, but that's going to be a tough task with the way they're rolling right now. Cardinals start first and 10 on defense. Hudson, Schultz, late pitch out right side. A hit.
The ball is loose and Chi High picks up the 25. A strip, and the Cardinals have the game's first turnover.
Kind of an awkward pitch by the quarterback. The running back did not have good pitch relationship, was almost ahead of the quarterback. An awkward toss. It hit him in, you know, what it looked like in the hands, maybe just a little bit above the knees, but the hit came up, I think, from Jack Zweifelhofer, jarred the ball loose, recovery by the Chi High defense, and absolutely perfect start.
Mike, I don't know if you saw who jarred that loose, but if that's Zwiefelhofer, that would be the sixth turnover he's accounted for this year.
Yeah, I believe Jack got the hit to knock the ball loose, and I think we had Robbie Wagner jumping on the loose ball. Big play for the Cardinals.
First and 10, Chi High from the 26 with Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller. He'll give it right up the middle. I believe that's Neal, and Neal inside the 25-yard line. Gain of one, maybe two for Chi High.
Xander Neal, the carrier for the Cardinals.
Neal was on the carry.
14, Aiden
Tepperang. And again, learn how to pronounce his name. You'll say it often when you're playing Hudson. Aiden Tepperang, again, he is a big fella, and he causes a lot of damage. Second and 8 from the 24. Delayed give. That's Neal again. Neal crashes into the line on the left side. He's down to the 21.
Really strong run. He had a great head of steam and burst into that line with just a great reckless abandon, which is what you want to see out of your running back.
You can see the Cardinals are trying to use some motion early, see what the influence is going to have on the Hudson D. They stood strong, but like you said, Xander had a nice head of steam.
So third and 4, Chi High after the early turnover, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone. Playing the conference leader Hudson Raiders back on September 1st. They were here at Hudson, fell 13-8. Third and 4 from the Raiders 21. Bolin in motion left to right. They're going to give it to Bolin. Bolin trying to turn the corner. He will up the right side. He's got the first down. 10, 55
yes. In the end zone. Is he in? No, he stepped out. Oh. Great, they ran Bolin from the left wing. As we said, I think this is amongst the first times, at least in a long time, that he's played wing back. They started him in motion, gave him the handoff, what looks like a jet sweep, and he just beat everyone to the edge, turned the corner, and if he missed or stepped on the out of bounds, it was just a little bit.
At the 6-yard line, so a gain of 15 on third and 4. Cards are now in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. First and goal on the 6. Ball on the far hash for the Cards. 10-10 to go first quarter. No score. Chi High trying to take advantage of the early Hudson turnover. From the gun, Von Hayden sending a man in motion right to left. Delayed give to Neal. Neal, a big hole. Crashes down to the 1-yard line, and he is just short.
Great job by the offensive line to make a hole. Again, using motion, see if they can get some people to shift, give a little more space. Line did a good job controlling their zone blocks. And Neal found a crease, as you said, down to the 1-yard line.
Lincoln Herman had a really nice sustained block there to hold that block and gave a nice paved way.
Second and goal on the 1-yard line for Chi High, trying to strike first, 9:40 and counting first quarter. They'll start out double wing. Now they'll go 4 wide. Backing up into the shotgun. Von Hayden going to keep it himself straight up the middle, and he's turned back shy of the goal line. Third and goal from the 1.
That was a good idea. Just a quarterback draw, a quarterback run right from the get-go. It was there initially, but it just took too long from his deep, taking the snap about 6 yards deep.
And 54, Evan Holden.
So third and goal from the 1. And, of course, Chi High has 2 downs to get 1 yard here. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden keeps himself
yes.
Straight ahead. Plunges into the end zone. Waiting for the signal. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls. And the Cards lead 6-0.
Cardinals went on a silent count there. Obviously, no sign. Boom, got into the end zone before Hudson could get set.
And what you saw a good surge by the offensive line. We definitely won that battle in the trenches for the touchdown.
Von Hayden, the 1-yard plunge. Now for the PIT, Luke McIntyre, the senior. High snap, good hold. The kick is good, and it's 7-0 Chippewa Falls. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation.
Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Welcome back to Chi High Football. Playoff football on WOGO Sports. The Cards lead 7-0 with 8:57 to go in the first quarter. Another angled kick outside the numbers of the 10-yard line. 15-20 taken up along the sideline and wrestled down out of bounds across the 25. Chi High again taking advantage of the early turnover by the Raiders. And punches it in, and not only getting the turnover, Allen, but being able to capitalize it against a Raider defense that's been quite dominant. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, really great job, and just to run the ball every time, just using your running attack, both from the spread and then from the double wing, double tight, to score. Just great job. Can't say enough about the offensive line and the effort. First drive.
And Cards first foray into that Johnson roll-off red zone. Rylan Schultz gives it off the left side. Stopping right at the line of scrimmage, ball carrier that time looking
Justin
for a number.
Roby, the carrier for Hudson.
Hey, this is exactly
Roby.
Justin Roby.
What we're hoping for is that we're seeing the players just playing with a lot of aggression, a lot of energy, playing with a lot of confidence, rallying to the football.
No gain for Roby on the play. He's their leading rusher for Hudson. They'll go right back to the line. Again, they like Temple. Rylan Schultz back to pass. He's going to rainbow deep down the middle of the field. He hung it up, but did his receiver make the play? If he didn't, there's a flag regardless. He went up for big number 10.
That's a big OPI. Definitely OPI.
Yes, again.
So Lassard with a push-off.
You rarely see that called. And the quarterback had forever all day. There was no pass rush whatsoever. He had one target essentially running a deep post route, threw it in between two defenders, and to get himself free, he used the push-off.
So that'll set Hudson behind the sticks right away. And again, we saw this last time. They like to go tempo. It's a little harder, though, when you go in tempo when your defense just came off the field if you're facing second and long. They'll mark the ball all the way back. Well inside the 15-yard line. Schultz back to pass. Actually, he's going to give it off the right side. And just turning the ball carrier back. Wes Tanzer. Oh, my goodness. He picked him up and set him down. Wow.
We haven't heard from Wes Tanzer as much as I anticipated during the season. But he made a great effort on that. And we're going to need him to be doing that consistently through this game.
Tanzer set the edge. And Wagner ran a nice alley hitting, finishing that play off.
Third and very long for Hudson. Waiting for the scoreboard to catch up here. They'll give it delay right up the middle, breaking a couple tacklers. Attempts across the 15-yard line up to the 20, maybe the 21, but it's punting time for Hudson as they barely get within sniffing distance of the original line of scrimmage, and the Chi High defense has come to play on the first two possessions of the game.
Hudson maybe has taken Chi High lightly based on their record and what they did the last time, but they certainly know they're in for a battle tonight.
Carter Bovey standing at about his own 42-yard line for this punt. It's a low, not quite line drive. Takes a little awkward hop. Then Bovey picks it up. Bovey reversing direction. 45, cutting outside a defender at the 50-yard line into Hudson territory. And then takes a late hit. Not seeing a flag.
Wow, I can't believe that wasn't a flag.
To me, it looked like he tried to reverse field direction in the field of play.
We are blocked by the Hudson player, so I appreciate that, Mike. But this is I so much appreciate the yardage that not only that he gains on the return, but what he saves by always fielding the ball. I think it's an undervalued skill to be able to do that.
Took a little bit of an awkward hop there, but again, very sure-handed Carter Bovey.
Starting at the 41-yard line of Hudson.
Two straight drives in Hudson territory now. Mason Von Hayden will spread him out. Two receivers right, single receiver. Hebert to the left. Von Hayden, delayed give right up the middle. That's Xander Neal. Neal picking his way inside the numbers at the 40-yard line. Down to the 37, maybe the 36, depending on the spot. Again, close to five on first down, and you will take that every time against this defensive front.
And what we see here from Chi High offensive line is, again, they are sustaining blocks. They're getting out there. They're making the move. They're moving the pile, moving the defensive back, and then Xander Neal running really strong and very hard.
Ball on the near hash. Hebert is split out on the left side. A group of two receivers either side for Chi High. From the shotgun, Von Hayden. Von Hayden takes a waist-high snap. Heavy pressure is going to rainbow deep down the left side, looking for Hebert, and overshot him by a couple yards along the left boundary. Hebert looked to have a step there, but again, just couldn't quite make the connection.
That's something to come back to. Von Hayden threw that as if he was running just a straight streak, but it seemed like he was running more of a stop and go, and so the timing just was off, but that's definitely a matchup in Chi High favor.
Third and six, Chi High. 6:18 to go in the first quarter. Cardinals lead 7-0 here on the road for this level one playoff game at number one Hudson. Twin receivers right, twin receivers left. Von Hayden with a back, Auger to his right. From the shotgun, Von Hayden takes the snap. He's going to dance out to his right side. Now we'll tuck it and run. He'll go straight ahead. He's tripped up inside the 35-yard line, down maybe to the 33.
Von Hayden on the keeper.
Maybe a few yards short of the line to gain. Dickman, a good recovery there for Hudson.
In that spot of the field where field goal really isn't likely, so four down territory very likely.
I like it when they were able to get Von Hayden out on the roll, because then he has the option to pull it down and run, which he did effectively on that play. Now, you know, leaving it a fourth and three.
Clock still running past the halfway points of the first quarter. Fourth and three officially. Chi High will go back to the double wing, double tight formation. Bolin in motion left to right. They're going to give it to Bolin. Bolin trying to skirt around the edge. He's taken down right on the sideline. He got loose. Oh, my goodness. Bolin got loose, and he's going to the house. Touchdown from 34 yards out on fourth and three. Oh, my.
This is the same play they got a first down on the last drive where he just beat everybody to the edge. This time Hudson had it defended much better. They had him stopped for a short game, would have not been a first down at all. And then all of a sudden Bolin burst out of the pile down the sideline for a touchdown.
I do not know how that happened.
They definitely had Hudson had some kids with some angles there, and I think they kind of gave up on the play and thought he was down.
I think I did, too, as a broadcaster, but Bolin put me to shame. Another high snap, good spot, good kick, and it's 14-0 Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Playoff Football on WOGO Sports.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What we needed.
Chi High could not have started this game any better, leading 14-0 just over halfway through the first quarter. The latest, a Bolin 34-yard touchdown scamper on fourth and three. And the Cardinals are kicking off with a two-score lead against the number one seed. Run up and the boot. Again, this one carries deep to the far side, picked up at the 7-yard line between the hashes, coming all the way across the field to the 20, outside the numbers 25. Big collision there across the 25, up maybe to the 27. Return man that time was number 22 for Hudson, Ross Yeager, 6'1", 185, the senior, and a trio of Cardinals on the stop.
If you got an MVP on special teams coverage, it's Brett Krista. That kid just loves to run down and hit people, and he was in on that tackle too.
We saw him just all over the field against Superior last week. I believe Krista actually is the third leading tackler on this Chi High team. If memory serves, 77 tackles coming into this game. Carter Bovey leads the team, then Jackson Martin. A quick run right up the gut for Hudson.
Justin Roby, on the
Roby up to the 32-yard line for the Raiders. Again, Roby has toted the ball well for Hudson throughout the season. 620 rushing yards and 7 TDs. Hudson right back up to the line on 2nd and 7 after the gain of 3. Looked like maybe they had a couple guys in motion. Ryland Schultz going to go right side, goes high, and got his man just shy of the 50.
He dropped it.
It came loose when he hit the ground, Hudson player is staying down.
Yeah, he hit his head very hard on the turf when he came down. He caught the ball, was kind of on top of another player when he came down. A lot of his weight came down on his head, and he immediately dropped the ball. Had to be concerned about a concussion.
We're going
to
take a quick break here, and hopefully, I believe that's Tyler Lessard. We'll find out. Hopefully, he's all right. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
4:42 to play here in Hudson. WIA Division 1 Level 1 playoff game. Chi High has taken a knee. The Hudson sideline and the Chi High sideline and the players on the field have all taken a knee again. Tyler Lessard down near the 50-yard line. 4:42 in the first quarter. Chi High leads 14-0. Two possessions for Hudson. The first, a turnover very early in the game, and Lessard is back on his feet coming to the sideline. We certainly hope he's able to get back into this game just for his sake. Of course, for Hudson's sake as well, too. Just a phenomenal athlete.
Look for Hudson to go tempo here. I think their coaches are going to try to catch us to make adjustments.
So it's 3rd and 7. Chi High trying to force Hudson to give the ball up for a third time early on in this game. Short pass right over the middle. Chi High collaborating on the stop, but driving the pile forward up to the 40-yard line. That, well, they're marking at the 39. He needed the 39, and that's where they're marking it.
Number 22, Ross Yeager.
Yeager.
That is a Hudson first down.
He's able to push the pile. He will have the first down by about half a yard.
That's their first down of the game and their third time they've had the ball.
Schultz give off the right side on a jet sweep. A quick tackle that time.
Jameson on the carry for
Chi High. Jameson on the stop. I think Isaiah Bainan was the first one to the ball for Chi High. But again, you make a stop and Hudson's right back to the line. No gain, 2nd and 10. Excuse me, no gain of 3 on that time. The give to Schultz, he'll keep it himself, and Schultz crashes into the line on the left side, and he's close to a Hudson first down as he just crosses the 50-yard line. Make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at myssmi.com. Yeager in motion left to right. Schultz going to give it right up the middle, and Hudson finding a little bit of a groove offensively here. Gashing run by Roby up the middle.
Tackled by number 5, Wesley Tanzer.
Tanzer on the stop. Again, even the scoreboard here can barely keep up with this Hudson offense. That was a gain of, I believe, 9. Pitch left side, first down inside the 35, to the 30, to the 25. On the far side of the field, I believe that might have been Roby again with the call.
The number 22,
excuse me, Yeager instead.
22 Yeager on that. That was really well blocked by the receivers downfield.
And Hudson down 14 to nothing, but they are moving very quickly into Chi High territory. On about the 23-yard line. Schultz hesitates, keeps it himself off the right side. Chi High bottles that up very quickly. Schultz knocked down at the 21-yard line.
Nice tackle by Wagner from the linebacker position.
This is a game where your linebackers are going to have to cover a lot of field for the whole game. Hudson's doing a good job.
Schultz from the shotgun. Two receivers left and right. Schultz give right up the middle. That appears to be Roby, and Roby has a head of steam inside the 5-yard line, carrying tacklers with him into the end zone. Nope, cut down just shy gain of 21 for Roby, and it's first and goal from the one-yard line for Hudson. As they have answered back very quickly, Chi High looking for a goal line stand now. Schultz from the gun, hesitates, keeps it himself. He's spun down right at the line of scrimmage.
Jack Zweef with a nice play from the secondary.
Zweifelhofer just knifing into the backfield to make that stop. And we're still in the first quarter, 2:39 to play, 14-0 Cardinals. The Raiders on the march, but this is a second and goal from the one. Jaeger in motion left to right. Schultz calls his own number again into the end zone. This time he is. Touchdown with 2:25 to play in the quarter. That's 14-6. Chi High.
Number three, Ryan Schultz.
So Schultz with a one-yard plunge. Now that all-important PAT. The snap, the spot, the kick. Splits the uprights. It's 14-7. We're back in 60 seconds. Chi High with a 7-point lead here on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The home team on the board for the first time tonight. Ryland Schultz finishes off a pretty quick drive from Hudson.
We have 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first quarter. There's more points scored than the entire game last time they played.
Indeed. Bovey on the return at the 20 to the 25-yard line, upended there. This will be the worst starting field position for Chi High because they've started their other two drives in plus territory. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High McDonald Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. 2:17 to play in the quarter. Chi High 14, Hudson 7 in this 8-1 Level 1 WIA Division 1 playoff matchup. Cardinals will start out with four receivers bunched to the left, single receiver to the right, empty backfield from the gun. They'll flare it out left side. And fighting his way up to about the 29-yard line on a screen is Xander Neal.
Just trying to spread out the Raiders, see if they can get a little extra yardage on the perimeter there.
Under 2 minutes to go now, still in the first quarter. Chi High on the near hash. Just a gain of a couple on first down, so second and eight. Again, a bunch of four receivers on the right side. Empty backfield again. Screen it out to Neal on the opposite side. Neal finds a crease, 35, 40-yard line. He's got a first down up close to the 45. Xander Neal.
Got a flag.
And this one may be coming back.
Yeah, one of the toughest things to do in those bubble screens is to sustain a block as a receiver with a quick DB, and I think we got some cloth in our hands on that one.
The flag was thrown back inside the 30-yard line. 96 seconds remaining in the quarter. The hold is an indication against Chi High.
This is a good concept against a team that has a really strong defensive line. You just pass it right by them, but then you're trusting your wide receivers who aren't, you know, your normal blockers on most plays. To be your primary blockers, that's a tough task.
So Chi High will now be backed up to their own 19-yard line. Boland, Jalen Smith, and Neal split out to the left. Single receiver to the right from the shotgun with a back on his left hip. Mason Von Hayden. Second and 18 from their own 19. Von Hayden back to pass. Now he'll step up. He's going to sprint out to his left under heavy pressure. Steps out of one tackler and then hit hard at the sideline and driven out of bounds. And that's a loss back inside the 15. Just a lot of team speed from Hudson and nowhere to go with the ball for Von Hayden.
Now I hope they see this just from the offensive standpoint, but the cornerbacks are bailing hard right away. And yeah, there's a long down and distance, but there's a lot of room underneath. And in a situation like that where you got two plays to get the first down, there are some things open, but it might not be the vertical route.
It'll now be a third and 23 for Chippewa Falls from their own 14-yard line. Four wide, split evenly left and right. From the gun, Von Hayden. Von Hayden will flare it out right side. He's got Neal. Neal at the 10-yard line to the 15, out of the sideline, 20, 25. And Neal, a big gain across the 30-yard line. We'll get a lot of that penalty yardage back past the original line of scrimmage. And we'll probably not give Coach Rakovich a decision here. It's still going to be a punt, but Xander Neal.
We've had a hard time finishing drives a lot of the season, and so to have two touchdowns in your first two possessions is great. It's the first time they're punting.
Fourth and 8 from their own 29 for Chi High. Good snap. The kick away. Jaeger's going to wait for this. Field it at his 32. He'll cut laterally across the field and put a foot in the ground straight up, and he stood up across the 35 up to the 36-yard line. Good work by the Chi High special teams unit.
Colton Petska had a nice play on that. He was an open field tackle. Not easy to do for some of the big boys sometimes.
So first and 10 for Hudson from their own 37. Minute 8 to go in the first quarter. 21 combined points scored, 14 of those for Chi High. And Hudson will bring out their rapid-fire offense.
Yeah, the momentum has started to shift back to Hudson, and now you need the defense to get a stop here to slow down this offense. As we maybe will get back into a grinding, back-and-forth type of game.
First and 10 from their own 37 for Ryland Schultz and company. Sends a man in motion left to right. He'll give that and actually keep it himself. Excuse me. Good fake. And Schultz across the 40-yard line up to the 42. Again, they love that jet sweep action. And Schultz, a good runner in his own right, across the 40-yard line and brings them right back to the line.
Yeah, Braden Hagman, nice tackle from the defensive tackle spot.
Gain of 6. This time the give on the jet sweep to Jaeger. Jaeger picking his way in the backfield, and he's going to be taken down and thrown down back near the 40. That's a loss of at least 2 on the play.
Jackson Boland playing both ways from the safety position, came up, was able to get off a block and sprint in and make the play. Nice job.
I think it was Wes Tanzer setting the edge. You saw that guy kind of stutter step 2-3 times. It's because he knew he couldn't get outside.
Third and 4 from their own 44 Hudson. Schultz from the gun. Going to throw it over
yes.
the middle. It's knocked down. Oh, my goodness. The big Pasula of the law. Pasula swats it down.
Nolan Pasula puts the big old claw up. Almost had an interception, but didn't quite know where the ball was. Excellent play.
Yeah, did a great job getting pressure. Drove the center back into the quarterback almost. Good timing to knock that pass down.
Pasula, 6'1", 248. A senior making his mark on this game and punting for the second time tonight. The Hudson Raiders. Good snap, stepping up into this kick, driving Bovey back. He'll field it at the 18-yard line on a hop. Bovey cutting all the way across the field and does not have a lot of blocking set up in front of him, so Bovey will do all he can to move laterally and get past the 20-yard line, but the Chi High defense does its job, a 3-and-out.
That's a big-time stop in a situation, like Allen said, they were starting to get the momentum on the Hudson side, and one or two big plays and got that ball back. That was important.
5.5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Chi High leads 14-7. They punted once on 3 possessions. Touchdowns on the other 2. This drive will start first and 10 from the Chi High 22-yard line. Trips to the right. Jet sweep motion. Jalen Smith, now he will dart back to the right side. Ducking back to pass. Von Hayden. Von Hayden throws it out to Smith. Got him across the 20-yard line. Smith dodges a tackle across the 25 and up to the 27. A gain of 5 on first down. That'll bring us to the end of the first quarter. Playoff football here on WOGO Sports. After one complete, it's Chi High 14, Hudson 7. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Chi High Playoff Football on WOGO Sports. We welcome you back to Hudson High School, home of the Raiders, side of this WIAA Division I Level 1 playoff football game. After quarter number one, Chi High leads Hudson 14-7. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham in the booth. Mike Thompson on the sidelines. Sam Aberley back in the WOGO home base in Halley.
Jaden Smith with that last catch, and I joke that he's out of the witness protection program. I haven't seen him in a while.
Flip out right side, and I believe that's Jalen Smith again. And Smith this time across the 30-yard line. He's going to be pretty close to a first down.
Temple Falls is throwing a lot of formation at Hudson, and obviously their principles stay the same, but they're moving their guys around really, really well.
And you can see that Hudson doesn't move at all. They don't even blink during those shifts with the motion, which tells you that they're going to play straight-up zone. Which I would like to see some more crossing routes against a zone like this.
They're calling for a measurement here. Ball is spotted just beyond the 31-yard line. Again, two straight passes to Jalen Smith. We'll wait for the measurement here.
You don't typically see measurements on turf fields since the lines are pretty darn straight.
And it is a first down, Chi High, by the nose of the football. That's another Cardinal first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. First and 10, just beyond their own 31-yard line for Chi High with a one-touchdown lead, 6 seconds into the second quarter. Here from Hudson, twin receivers to the left, single receiver to the right in an H-back position is Alger up near the line. Von Hayden roll out to his left. Von Hayden being pursued. Now will stop, hit the brakes. Von Hayden spins, and he will just chuck it out of bounds, but it's not going to hit the line of scrimmage, and that, I would presume, would be intentional grounding.
Mike, did you see what the... I'm just trying to understand. It looked like everybody downfield was blocking. Quarterback rolling out to his left as a right-handed quarterback is a difficult pass position to put him in.
I saw Preston Alger trying to leak out from the tight end position, so I'm guessing it was supposed to be a play designed for Preston.
Okay.
Coming out in the flat late.
And again, was Aiden Tepperang on the pressure. 6'3", 245, a senior, I believe. Again, he's drawn some Division I interest from St. Thomas, among others. I mean, and that closing speed, even for a big fella that he has, just didn't give Mason Von Hayden many options at all there. Now, actually, though, Tepperang is coming off a little slowly.
We got lineman downfield, offense, intentional grounding, offense.
So two penalties on Chi High, and I presume, again, that intentional grounding would be...
When you're playing a team as tough as Hudson, you really need to play a clean, perfect game. And when you're taking penalties, one, it makes it obviously harder to get a first down, but then also it's another opportunity where you're going to be giving the ball back to Hudson. Or, you know, just making it tougher for you to get down the field. And we just coming off a first down, you know, before this. This is what happened the last drive, too. You had a big penalty that put you behind the sticks, and just tough to do that.
And you get a loss of down on those penalties. So here we are at second down.
Second and 20, Chi High from their own 21-yard line. And they've had one first down on this drive. and gave that 10 yards back. Twin receivers, tight slot left and right. Von Hayden throws right side, got a man sliding into the original line of scrimmage. Trying to see if that was Jalen Smith.
Yes, yes, sir.
Three catches in a row for Jalen Smith, the talented sophomore.
Yeah, that was an absolute rocket from Von Hayden. He got rid of it quick, and Jalen made a nice sliding catch.
So it'll be third and, well, call it nine. The ball just shy of the 32-yard line. A little bit more manageable down and distance here. Four wide, split evenly left and right. Von Hayden from the gun. Under pressure, he's going to pop fly deep down the left side. Overshoots his intended receiver at the 40-yard line. Good coverage on the play from Hudson. And fourth and 10, and Chi High will punt for the second time tonight.
That's Sam Hebert in the corner covering him, number 31, bails immediately. You could just do a 10-yard dig route, and he would have a 10-yard separation on that play.
Clary back there to punt for Chi High. Fourth and 10 from their own 32. Tanzer, the personal protector. High snap, fielded well by Clary. He'll get off a knuckleball that will take a nice high bounce, fielded just inside the 30-yard line by Yeager, across the 35 to the 40-yard line and dragged out of bounds in front of his own sideline near the 45. So a return of 15 for Yeager will set Hudson up with strong starting field position. 10:53 to go in the half. Still 14-7 Chi High here on WOGO Sports. Well, again, make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at myssmi.com for SmartScan Medical Imaging. Ryland Schultz give off the left side, and finding little creases, Yeager, he stepped out of bounds as he crossed midfield. Otherwise, Boland was there to put a pin on him. But Yeager still moves the line of scrimmage about 6 yards. Schultz, again the give to Yeager, same play, and this time Chi High not fooled.
Dakin did a nice job of stringing that out and made a nice play.
Dakin, the junior, will drop Yeager back on his side of the 50. The ball will be marked at the 49. So third and, trying to count the hashes here, about seven it looks like. Third and seven there. Scoreboard has caught up as well. Hudson getting the play call, then move back to the line. Again, they rarely huddle. If so, it's just kind of that little sugar huddle. Schultz, shovel pass straight up, and Chi High sniffs it out, snuffs it out. 2 yards shy of the line to gain.
Number 22, Ross Yeager.
I'd look for the QB running on this play right here up the middle.
Fourth and two, Hudson going for it at the 46-yard line. Now Schultz will hold things up and look back. And a play call, Jameson was going in motion. Now Jameson kind of an H-back position. They'll switch things around in the backfield. And in motion, right to left, give right up the middle. That's Roby. Roby hit at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yes! Oh, what a stop! That's a turnover on downs. The Chi High defense holds once again.
Wagner from the linebacker spot made a great read on it. Went a little bit high in the tackle, but he twisted the running back. It didn't allow him to get any forward momentum, stopping him short of the first down.
Tanzer in there too, I believe, and Roby is not an easy man to bring down. What a stop.
Big stop from the Chi High defense. Hudson had great field position, just I think that their own 46-yard line, and they were not able to get a first down, and now Chi High then gets great field position in their own right, now starting on their own 46.
Chi High first and 10, as you mentioned, from their own 46. Hebert will split out to the right. Auger, H-back position on the left side. Twin receivers to the left. Von Hayden from the gun with a single back on his left hip. Von Hayden, the give.
Nice.
That is, I believe, Neal, and Neal picking his way past the line of scrimmage for a couple yards, and it looked like he had a little bit more room to work there, but slipped. There's a flag on the play, but I think that was just because the official inadvertently dropped it.
Xander Neal, nice job following his blockers. They're really using Preston Alger really well as a blocker as well, but you'll see him move all over the formation, including running back sometimes.
Alger reminds me a little bit of Juszczyk from the 49ers with how they use him in just so many different Swiss Army knife positions as a blocker, as a running back, fullback, H-back, a little bit of tight end in there as well. Twin receivers in the slot to the right, single receiver Aver to the right. Neal on the right hip of Von Hayden, and something arrived here. In fact, I think it's a delay of game on Chi High.
Oh.
So second and 8 becomes second and 13.
Now, something Von Hayden's been doing a little bit more this game that he hasn't done most of the season is going all the way over to the sidelines to talk to the offensive coordinator. So I don't know if they've changed signals or they're worried about Hudson picking up things, but it does take much more time to run over, get the play, run back to the huddle and call it.
Well, Jim Harbaugh's not here, so I don't think you'd have to worry about the signals being stolen. That I couldn't resist. Second and 13 from the 42-yard line for Chi High. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Leading 14-7. Von Hayden, straight drop. Now he'll step up in the pocket. He's hit by Aiden Tepperang and dropped a yard behind the line of scrimmage.
And that was no fault in the offensive line. They had it blocked very well. But Von Hayden just, his internal clock went off and pulled the ball down. As we said, Tepperang is such a good athlete. He saw the movement, got off his block, and made a nice play.
Against most defensive lines, that probably would be a positive gain. But again, against Aiden Tepperang, just cat-like quickness. He's impressive. Third and 15 for Chi High on their own 41. 8-14 and counting first half. Hudson crowd, you can hear them getting louder here. Ball in the near hash. Four wide, Von Hayden back to pass. Immediate heavy pressure goes out to Aver. Yes. Aver turning the corner at the 46-yard line.
Got a penalty here. There's going to be a late hit on quarterback.
Personal foul, roughing the passer. Defense.
You heard it. That's a 15-yard penalty right then and there added to the Aver pitch and catch from Von Hayden. So how about Mason Von Hayden standing in and taking a wallop for the team? And now Chi High into plus territory for the third time here tonight. The previous two times they were in Raiders territory, two touchdowns.
They just brought in a couple more blocking. I think a fullback, Devin Bush, tight end, and King. And I think they're going to go double wing and try to grind out some yards here.
Under 8 minutes to play in the first half. Chi High leading 14-7. One turnover tonight. That was on Hudson's opening possession. Double wing, double tight, flip right side. That's Bolin. Bolin following his blocking. Finds a little bit of a crease across the 40-yard line. And he's stood up at the 36, a gain of 3. And, Mike, you probably would know this better than I would, but Jackson Bolin playing at that wingback position, the double wing, I believe the last time he played was probably sophomore year on JV. Would that be correct?
Yeah, he's gotten more split end position in offense this year. But so, yeah, getting that wing. Jackson LeMay obviously out. Coaches are being creative with their personnel.
Bush at fullback. There's the crisscross. Neal ends up with it. And Neal hit but spins inside the 35-yard line. They're going to give him just the 35 on the near
Daniel
side.
Neal with the carry. Tackled by number 24.
So gain of just one. Nice. Good stop on the play there by number 24, Ethan Heinz. He's a 6-foot linebacker, senior, 180-pound.
Yeah, on the last pass play where they went to Aber was the route that I've kind of been looking for, where they just did like a 7-8 yard comeback route, and that's going to be open in against this defense.
Third and 6 with 4 wide from the Hudson 35-yard line. Von Hayden back to pass. He's stepping up, goes right side, got a man across the 30-yard line, cut down a couple yards shy of the stick. That was Boland. So Boland will be marked down just inside the 30. So this is fourth and short.
Yeah, this is definitely that 4-down territory. Like you see fullback tight end coming in. They're going to try to get some dirty, really tough yards right here against a really tough Hudson front.
Again, at times we've seen Von Hayden on the keeper in short yardage. That's how they score their touchdown on the opening drive. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden going to keep it himself.
Yes. Gets a good push, and that's a first down for Chippewa Falls. A crucial fourth down conversion.
Great job by the middle of the Chi-High offensive line to get the surge. Von Hayden, good athlete. Just got right behind those guys and powered in.
Same exact play they scored their touchdown on. They went no cadence, just snapped the ball, fell forward. Nice job by the line.
First and 10 from the 27 of Hudson. Edging closer to that Johnson roll-off red zone. Cardinals in the double wing formation. Two wing backs, a fullback behind Von Hayden. Early movement, that's five freebies. As jumping across Spencer Vanasinski, the 6'3", 250-pound senior. With 5:42 to play, Chi High will have a first and five at the 22-yard line instead of first and 10 at the 27.
This is the way you like when they go to more of the run offense. It runs clock, keeping the Hudson offense off the field, but we're grinding out first downs.
Double wing, double tight for Chi High. Neal in motion left to right, and the Cardinals just drew another offside penalty against the Raiders, and that should be a Cardinal first down.
Just some insider info. Cardinals' cadence is move, go, ready, hit. When you're ready to go on the defensive line and you hear the words move and go, sometimes you go.
Twice in a row that time. So first and five becomes first and ten. And now the Cards officially in the Johnson roll-off red zone. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. The 17-yard line. Von Hayden ducks, now rolling out to pass. He's going to throw it right side. It's hung up in the air, maybe tipped. It'll be second and 10. Cards in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. And again, you can avail yourself of their services. Tell Brian and the crew how much we appreciate their support of Wogo Sports.
Trying to sprinkle in some passes along with the runs to catch Hudson off guard, but they defended that really well. Plus, they got the tip at the line of scrimmage, so no chance of completion.
Neal in motion left to right. He'll get the call. Neal off the left side finds a little bit of a crease in that C gap inside the 15-yard line. Neal running hard. Hudson says the ball came loose.
Official
it looks
says
like the back
down.
Judge says
yes.
No.
Good.
Official on the side says it's down as well. Here's a key spot. In this spot, we have a good field goal kicker that can hit from this range, so we don't necessarily need to be too greedy.
Under 5 minutes to go in the half. Chi High, if you're just joining us, leads 14-7. Cards scored the first two touchdowns of the game. An early fumble by Hudson inside their own 25. Chi High turned that into seven. Now we have a timeout on the field taken by Chi High. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Rock.
14-7 Chi High, 4:43 to go in quarter number two, third and six, the Cards from the Hudson 13-yard line coming out of the timeout. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden, the senior signal caller, under center. Von Hayden.
Bush.
Give to Devin Bush. Bush pushing the pile off left guard. He is close to the first down. That's very close. And that time, Chi High, we mentioned the double wing formation, but instead of a fullback, they kind of offset Bush a little bit there.
Yeah, they put him, they call that plus formation, and he sets him up to get right behind those guard and tackles that are pulling for that counter action. Doesn't have to go to the wing. It can go to the fullback, get some tough yards.
Another fourth and short, as they'll say Bush came up just shy. Wow, this is close. Cardinals will take their time here. Clock will be well under 4 minutes to play. fourth and well under one from the 7-yard line of Hudson. We'll see if Chai High is going to spend another timeout.
Yeah, that's
here.
What you're thinking here. The way the clock is running down, they seem in no hurry to get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe they're thinking about whether they're doing a field goal or to go for it.
Yeah, I think they just want a little bit more time to kind of talk it through and make sure they're making the best play here.
We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 1 minute on WOGO.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Another fourth and very short for Chai High. This time on the Hudson 7-yard line. The Cardinals out of the timeout, rush back to the line. Von Hayden under center, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden sends a man in motion, goes straight ahead. He's hit hard at the line of scrimmage.
They gave
Did
enough.
He get enough? It'll depend on the spot here. Looks like they're giving him the 7-yard line. Again,
yes.
They were just outside of it. Hudson saying no. But what do the officials say?
This was much better, defended by Hudson, better than the previous ones, but he didn't need much, less than a foot.
Are they going to call for a measurement again here?
If that's less than a foot, Vaughn definitely got more than a foot on that play.
That's a big measurement.
We will wait the spot here. They stretch out the chains. First down, Chai High. First and goal from the 7-yard line.
Now remember, this drive was going to be a 3-and-out if not for that roughing the passer penalty. And so now they've taken it from that situation now down to the 7-yard line, the first and goal.
And shoot up clock.
Got our double wing package in there still. Let's just ride this all the way to the end zone.
First and goal. Call it the 6-yard line. On the far hash, Von Hayden under center. Sends a man in motion left to right. Give to Bush. Bush over left guard, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. May have gotten a gain of one. And a timeout taken by Hudson. We'll be back in 60 seconds again on WOGO Sports.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Football on WOGO Sports. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Update from halftime back in Chippewa at DeRay McDonald leading Siren in that one, or rather 2-versus-3 matchup in 8-player football, 14-8 at the break. Chai High, a second and goal from the 6-yard line of Hudson, leading 14-7. Turning and giving to Bolin. Bolin trying to find the S. The 5-yard line. He dashes to the end zone. He's dragged down out of bounds. That was seemed to be a little close to up near the horse collar area.
Absolutely.
Did he get to that pylon, or did it just fall from the momentum of 100 players?
Yeah, he did not.
Marked out at the 1-yard line. So great play there by Hudson.
They lined up extra personnel on the edge and ran basically the jet sweep action out of the wing position to Boland, which has been a successful play.
Now a timeout taken by Chai High. We'll take just a 30-second break to set this one up. A big third and goal from the one, back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. Chai High leading 14-7.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High Football, WOGO Sports. 2 minutes, 58 seconds remaining in the half here at Hudson in this WIA Division I Level 1 playoff game on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Chi High facing a third and goal from the one. We've mentioned Aiden Tepper-Eng many times, the standout defensive lineman, D1 prospect for Hudson. But our own Greg Stewart, sports director, reminding me that, hey, on that state championship Hudson hockey team, Aiden Tepper-Eng is also an all-state goaltender. So certainly some multi-sport athletes on both sides of the ball here for Chi High and Hudson. What you love to see, two-sport, three-sport athletes. Cardinals a third and goal from the one, leading 14-7. A little bit of that offset double wing formation. Von Hayden under center. Neal in motion left right. Von Hayden, yes, keeps himself off right guard. He pushes toward the end zone. Did he make it in? Oh, it sure looked like he had it, but they are marking him shy. And another fourth and short decision for Coach Rakovich. Again, up here in the coach's box. I don't think they can believe it either. A timeout taken by Hudson with 2:42 to play. Again, we will take just a 30-second break. Closing minute of the half, another huge fourth down coming up for both teams, back in 30.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Now 2 minutes 42 seconds remaining in the half. Hudson has one timeout left. They just spent their second. Chi High has used all of their timeouts. Yet another fourth down. Each one bigger than the last. On this drive, can Chi High convert another fourth and very short? The ball, again, is well inside the 1 yard line, maybe a foot away. The Cardinals will come out of this timeout from Hudson in the double wing. Mason Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden sends Neal in motion. Von Hayden keeps himself, plunges off left guard. Is he in? Waiting for the signal. Give it to us. Waiting and waiting, and he is shy. Oh, goodness. Hudson stands tall right at the half-yard line.
If he had the ball in his right hand, he's in. It was in his left hand. He was short.
So the officials right on top of that one, and with 2:38 to play, Hudson has one timeout left. Again, a rapid.
It's a tough call from the referees. That third down run off the right side definitely looked like a touchdown.
From our vantage point.
Yes, sir.
Again, we're not on the field, but it sure looked like he got in, but Chi High converted on fourth and very short earlier in the drive. Now the defense with some work to do to try to preserve this 7-point lead. Schultz will pitch it out right side on the option, and a big collision at the 3-yard line. Wow, what a wallop on that far side.
Was that Zweifelhofer?
Jack Zweif, absolute missile running the lane.
Zweifelhofer has made his presence felt.
He has grown so much in the physical part of the game.
Boland was in on that too.
2:14 to go. Hudson right back at the line. Again, just a tremendous stand from the Raiders. At the very end of that drive, right up the middle, the Chi High defense saying, we can play tough interior defense too. No gain on the play from Roby.
I believe that was Braden Hagman. Nice play.
sticking his nose in the mix. And now Hudson has to be a little careful here about not giving the ball back to Chai High before the end of the half.
Yeah, they're running clock because they're in a third and eight situation.
Third and eight from their own two. Clapping, calling for the ball is Ryland Schultz. He's back to pass, dancing out to his left under heavy pressure. Ryland Schultz escaping out to his right. Now he's going to tuck it and run and fling it.
Yes, yes. He got his feet in. That's an absolute pick.
Oh, my goodness, what a pick.
None other than Jack Sweep.
Sweep will offer his sixth interception of the season.
The quarterback was just trying to get rid of it to avoid a sack. And he threw it into the hands of Jack Sweepwalker on the sideline. What an athletic catch to stretch out of bounds, keep his feet in, and get the ball.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not even sure. We'll have to go back and listen to it at halftime if I even mention the fact that Schultz released the ball, because it looked like he was just going to run up to the line of scrimmage and take a hit. Instead, a very late pass from Schultz. And I don't know if that was an attempted throwaway or if he was trying to thread the needle, but Zwiefelhofer says thank you very much. And the Cars in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Minute 25, no timeouts for Coach Rakovich's Cards, leading 14-7. Give to Xander Neal. Neal splitting off the left side, lowers the pad level inside the 10-yard line.
We have no timeouts. We got to go
quickly.
We got to be on the ball going right now.
Yeah, we might have to think clock. We might have to think clocking the ball, spiking the ball.
Second and five off the gain of five by Xander Neal. Cards need to get points in some form, some fashion here after this late turnover by Hudson. They're second of the half. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Von Hayden escaping. He's going to throw right side. Diving attempt. Incomplete. Bolin closest to the ball at the 10-yard line. And honestly, that probably was a good result for the Chai High offense to stop the clock and not have it keep running after that. Third and five.
He was looking A-Bear's way early, but like Alan has said, the DBs from Hudson are not giving up the deep play tonight.
So 53.7 to go in an extended first half. 21 combined points scored. Chai High leads 14-7. A late threat here, third and five from the Hudson 11-yard line. Four wide, twins left and right. Auger on the right hip of Mason Von Hayden, the senior, operating from the shotgun. Calls for the ball, takes a waist-high snap. He's going to pop fly deep down the right sideline and threw it out of bounds. Neal, the closest one to the ball, and Chai High looks to be going to play it safe here and say, let's try to get some points. And now we've got a 29-yard field goal attempt coming up from Faschenbauer. Ethan Faschenbauer, the senior kicker. Ball will be on the right hash. Actually, they're going to fake it. They'll go quick, and Hudson knocks it loose out of the holder's hands. And Chai High stymied there. Cardinals lining up, I guess, for a field goal. Then the holder stands up, takes a direct snap. And I'm not sure exactly what was going on after that, but just nowhere to go for Potter, I believe.
I think the intent was to get the defense to pay attention to our three split guys wide to the left and forget about the right, and just didn't work out that way.
So the Cardinals will turn it over on downs and back to Hudson with 43.7 seconds to go. What a football game we've seen. Give off the left side. That's Roby in. Roby finding some running room along his sideline. Tiptoes out of bounds. Very close to a Hudson first down. One timeout left for the Raiders. With 36.5 to go.
This is where you just get a little bit greedy as a fan because, you know, we're up 14-7, which is incredible. But your two trips in the red zone here in the last 2 minutes and you weren't able to get any points.
Schultz give right up the middle. Maybe Hudson playing it a bit safe here. In on the stop, Brett Krista, among others.
But we ran to the 40. Sorry, we ran a lot of clock. We were on the field a long time. Really helped out our defense.
Schultz back to the line from the gun. He'll keep it himself straight up the middle. Schultz finds a crease, moves the chains. Clock will stop as Schultz up just shy of the 50-yard line. Okay, still a timeout left for Coach Cowles if they get a chunk play here.
They do have quite a kicker as well, so it wouldn't take much to get them in field goal range.
Schultz claps, calls for the ball, then he'll spike it with 10.1 seconds to play. Again, there's a lot of movement before the snap for Hudson, and And sometimes it looks like maybe they're close to a couple players moving at the same time, but just a little bit too much discipline.
I think there's enough time for a 15-yard route, possibly, if it's out of bounds. Hudson does have one timeout, and then they could try a 50-yard field goal, something like that.
It surprised me I haven't used a timeout to this point, but we'll see if it pays off.
Schultz keeping it himself right side, quick dump off. There's a big chunk play again, the 40, 35, and stepping out of bounds with 2.9 seconds left at the 30.
The number 26, Aiden Jamison.
Jamison.
Hudson Raider.
Scampered loose. And now there's one timeout remaining that Coach Cowles can use with the ball spotted officially at the 33.
It's a Hail Mary.
You don't get to go to halftime with him, so I don't know why you wouldn't use it. There you go.
He is going to use it. We'll step out and be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. Final play of the half coming up.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
2.9 seconds to play. Final play of the half. Ryland Schultz is going to throw it deep down the middle of the field. It's knocked down and intercepted by Chai High at
Carter.
The goal line. That's Carter Bovey with the pick. And Bovey will take it all the way up to the 20-yard line, and the defense making another play is a great way to end the half for Chippewa Falls. After two quarters complete, here in Hudson, your halftime score, the 8 seed, putting the 1 seed on notice. It's Chai High 14, Hudson 7. We'll come back after this with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We are back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Chai High Football.
This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own Marquee Spa from SwimRite Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how SwimRite's line of Marquee Spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. SwimRite.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butter Burgers, Custard and Cheese Curds, Culver's of Lake Halley.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Welcome into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson here at Hudson High School, side of this WIA Division I Level 1 playoff football game. Back at the Wogo home base in Halley, Sam Aberle keeping things running smoothly. Chi High leads at the break against the number one seed, the Hudson Raiders, 14-7. And again, Alan, as much as we might say, wow, if we're being greedy, we really would have loved to see Chi High able to punch one at the end of the half with a couple opportunities in the red zone and one on the one-foot line. If you came into this game, if you told any Chi High fan before the game, you're going to be up 14-7 at the half against the one seed and a powerful Hudson Raiders team, I think you'd say, hey, we'll take that however we can get it.
Yeah, you're certainly excited about that, and you're glad for it, but also you understand that this team is the number one seed for a reason, and they're going to come back as a different team in the second half, most likely. And so you know that those opportunities are so precious to score points, and so when you don't get points inside the red zone, that hurts. And we'll just see if that comes back to haunt them or not. Chi High does get the ball in the second half, and there certainly were opportunities for their offense. This is a much different game than it was certainly the first time that they met way back in early September.
Well, Hudson, again, an early turnover led to the first Chi High touchdown. That fumble on an option pitch, again, knocked loose. Jack Zwiefelhofer in the area. You'll hear him in our Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half a couple different times, maybe three different times. But that led to a Von Hayden one-yard touchdown run with 8:57 to play in the first quarter. All the scoring actually was done in the first quarter. Then with 5:21 left after a punt by Hudson and a good return by Carter Bovey, a 34-yard touchdown run by Tyler Boland on fourth down, or excuse me, Jackson Boland on fourth and three. That made it 14-0 Chippewa Falls. Hudson marched right down the field to answer back Ryland Schultz, a one-yard touchdown run with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. No scoring in the second quarter, Alan, and again, it's just going to be, we've seen both teams with some opportunities. Hudson has turned the ball over now three times in the first half. One of those led to points. The other two, again, kind of a just end of the half heave. So you're not going to count that against Ryland Schultz in terms of anything but just a statistic as he was going for the Hail Mary there. But, again, that late interception that Schultz threw after good pressure by the Chi High defense, that could have been a touchdown for Chi High, but the Hudson defense holding strong at the end. So again, three turnovers for Hudson, and they might say, well, we feel pretty fortunate to only have given up 7 points off those three turnovers.
Yeah, that's true too. That's definitely the counterpoint to that, but really there's only been one drive where Hudson came out and dominated the Chi High defense. Otherwise, Chi High defense has asserted themselves very well, played very strong against this Hudson team. And again, there was enough mistakes where they're going to come back, clean those things up, and We expect to have a really good battle here back and forth, and it might be a game where it comes down to who has the ball last.
We'll take a look at the stats from Chi-High statistician Dave the Electric Penn Hansen coming up as well, but also we'll have the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half as we bring you back after the break here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Give us 2.5, and we'll come back with you with those great plays, great clips, great plays of the half again. At the break, Chi-High leading Hudson 14-7, back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgala. They're always here to help.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Chi-High leading Hudson in this 8-versus-1 playoff matchup, 14-7. It's time now for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. The Great Clips Great Plays of the first half sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Cardinals start 1st and 10 on defense. Hudson, Schultz, late pitch out right side. A hit to the ball.
Yes.
Chi-High pitch. Yes. Turnover.
Kind of an awkward pitch by the quarterback. The running back did not have good pitch relationship, was almost ahead of the quarterback. An awkward toss. It hit him in, you know, what it looked like in the hands, maybe just a little bit above the knees, but the hit came up, I think, from Jack Zweifelhofer, jarred the ball loose. Recovery by the Chi-High defense, and absolutely perfect start.
3rd and goal from the 1, and of course, Chi-High has 2 downs to get 1 yard here. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden keeps himself straight ahead. Plunges into the end zone. Waiting for the signal. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. And the Cards lead 6-0. Tempo when your defense just came off the field if you're facing 2nd and long. They mark the ball all the way back. Well inside the 15-yard line. Schultz back to pass. Actually, he's going to give it off the right side. And just turning the ball carrier back. West Tanzer, oh my goodness, he picked him up and set him down. Wow. We haven't heard from West. 4th and 3 officially. Chi-High will go back to the double wing, double tight formation. Bolin in motion left to right. They're going to give it to Bolin. Bolin trying to skirt around the edge. He's taken down right on the sideline. He got loose. Oh, my goodness. Bolin got loose, and he's going to the house. Touchdown from 34 yards out on 4th and 3. Oh, my.
This is the same play. They got a first down on the last drive where he just beat everybody to the edge. This time Hudson had it defended much better. They had him stopped for a short game, would have not been a first down at all. And then all of a sudden, Bolin burst out of the pile down the sideline for a touchdown.
3rd and 4 from their own 44, Hudson. Schultz from the gun. Going to throw it over the middle. And it's knocked down. Oh, my goodness. The big
Pasula
of the law. Pasula swats it down.
Nolan Pasula puts the big old claw up. Almost had an interception, but didn't quite know where the ball was. Excellent play.
Yeah, did a great job getting pressure. Drove the center back into the quarterback almost
as well. Hudson getting the play call, then move back to the line. Again, they rarely huddle. If so, it's just kind of that little sugar huddle. Schultz, shovel pass straight up, and Chai High sniffs it out, snuffs it out. 2 yards shy of the line to gain.
Number 22, Ross Yeager.
I'd look for the QB running on this play right here.
H-back position. They'll switch things around in the backfield. And in motion, right to left. Give right up the middle. That's Roby. Roby hit at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yes!
Oh, what a stop.
That's a turnover on downs.
The Chai High defense holds once again.
Wagner from the linebacker spot made a great read on it. Went a little bit high in the tackle, but he twisted the running.
Score their touchdown on the opening drive. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden going to keep it himself.
Yes.
Gets a good push, and that's a first down for Chippewa Falls. A crucial fourth down conversion.
Great job by the middle of the Chi High offensive line to get the surge. Von Hayden, good athlete. Just got right behind those guys and powered in.
Same exact play they scored their touchdown on. They went no cadence. Just snapped the ball, fell forward. Nice job.
With some work to do to try to preserve this 7-point lead. Schultz will pitch it out right side on the option, and a big collision at the 3-yard line. Wow, what a wallop on that far side.
Was that Zweifelhofer?
Jack Zweif, absolute missile running the lane.
Chai High before the end of the half.
Yeah, they're running clock because they're in a 3rd and 8 situation.
3rd and 8 from their own 2. Clapping, calling for the ball is Ryland Schultz. He's back to pass, dancing out to his left under heavy pressure. Ryland Schultz escaping out to his right. Now he's going to tuck it and run and fling it.
Yes,
left.
Yes, yes. He got his feet in. That's an absolute pick.
Oh, my goodness, what a pick.
None other than Jack Zweif.
Zweifelhofer, his 6th interception of the season.
The quarterback was just trying to get rid of it to avoid.
2.9 seconds to play. Final play of the half. Ryland Schultz is going to throw it deep down the middle of the field. It's knocked down and intercepted by Chai High at
Carter.
The goal line. That's Carter Bovey with a pick. Bovey will take it all the way up to the 20-yard line, and the defense making another play is a great way to end the half for Chippewa Falls. And those are your Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We're back for a great second half in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a rock-solid career with a family-owned company? Haas Incorporated offers competitive pay, 100% paid health insurance premiums, 10% company 401k contribution, dental, vision, and life insurance. Haas is now hiring for full and part-time shop technicians in Thorpe and Eau Claire, as well as a project manager in Thorpe. Apply in person or at Haas4.com. That's H-A-A-S, the number 4.com.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime.
And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Second half set to begin here in Hudson. A few other scores of note. Wausau West leading Stevens Point over Spash West up 17-7 at the half. Thank you to Landon Tease, letting us know that Menominee up on River Falls 14-7. McDonald over on Max TV with Mark Halverson and Seth Spisky on the call back at Duray Field in Chippewa. Lead Siren 14-8 at the break. Our score 14-7, Chi High. We'll receive the ball here in the second half and they have the lead. Run up and the kick, line drive, fielded at the 14-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes, across the 25 to the 30. That's Carter Bovey, and Bovey taking about three players with him for Hudson. They still number never six, bring him Carter down. Carter Bovey up to the 30. Well, we'll see where they spot this. The 33-yard line. And again, Bovey just never went down. He just made them hold on to him till the whistles blew.
Fitting he's going to go be a Bulldog next year, because that's how he plays, too.
Yeah, again, congratulations to Carter going to UMD, as we mentioned. Chi High will start with a stack of four receivers, kind of a diamond formation on the right, and instead of throwing it out left side, Von Hayden's going to keep it himself, and Von Hayden up to the 35-yard line, gain of three.
Mason Von Hayden.
Well, I like the idea. You had quad receivers out to the right. You fake what they've done before with a little wide receiver screen, and Von Hayden takes it himself. Well defended by Hudson. They weren't fooled by that.
When Mason went through the first tackle, he fumbled that ball a little bit, caught it again, and made a nice play.
So a gain of two, second and eight, Chi High from the 35. Give to Neal. Neal straight up the gut, runs into the heart of the line, and will move everybody forward up to the 39. Gain of four, so third and four coming up for Chippewa Falls. Don't let a lingering injury, sports or otherwise, keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, cvosm.com/WOGO. Big third and four for Chi High. Give to Neal. Neal hit at the line of scrimmage, twisted and turned back. And Chi High will punt three and out as the Hudson defense does its job.
A little bit of a delayed handoff, and the Hudson defense is really active. What seems to be working better is the quick hitters when you get into line right away, and Xander Neal's been running very hard. But in that kind of a handoff, he's starting from basically a dead spot stop and then trying to pick away.
So Clary to boot this one. Good snap, steps into this kick, and it's blocked. It's blocked by Hudson. Still takes a nice Chi High hop across midfield. But picked up at the 46-yard line. Someone got a mitt on that one, and the Cardinals fortunate that it still carried down the field a bit.
Great starting field position. Number 14, Tepper Eng, obviously got his big old paws up there. Got his foot, a hand off that, right off the foot.
And so Tepper Eng, maybe run out of superlatives for how talented this young man is. Now the Chi-Hi defense played a strong first half, gave up 7 points, trying to hold that seven-point lead. Jaeger is spun down by Krista right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost half a yard.
Yeah, and that time Isaiah Bainan from the end position held up the play and forced him inside, and then Brett Krista coming from the inside backer position made the tackle. Good team defense.
2 minutes gone by, third quarter, Chi-Hi leading 14-7. Raiders right back to the line. Jamison in motion left to right. They'll give it to Jamison. He'll tap the brakes across the 45-yard line. Noses forward close to the 50. They'll give him the 50, gain of 6. Third and manageable coming up for the Hudson Raiders.
Tackled by Carter Bowe.
9:37 to go now. Schultz sends a man in motion. Takes the snap again. Schultz rolling out to his left, holding, goes left side high. Jackson Boland, the closest one in the range of that one. And now what does Hudson do as it's a 4th and 5, and there will not be a decision here. They will send out the punter, Colton Schwartz.
Yeah, it looks like they had a receiver running free, but the quarterback didn't see him and kind of threw it into some open space, really. Either does a big overthrow or underthrow, but either way, it's a 3 and out.
Bovey standing just inside his 20-yard line. Heavy pressure. This kick away high up into the lights. Bovey fields it at the 14-yard line. Stops, reverses, cuts straight ahead. Again, fighting his way through a couple tacklers. Maybe got back to the 20-yard line. Pretty good coverage there by the Hudson Special Teams unit.
Number 6, Carter Bowe.
But 3 and outs for both teams, Allen, here at the start of the second half.
Yeah, we thought maybe the second half might be a little bit more of a dogfight. I mean, all the scoring was in the first quarter. Second quarter was a lot of back and forth. Actually, Chi-Hi did really well with time of possession, holding the ball. No points, but they're in the red zone twice. Now getting the ball back second time in the second half.
Winner tonight plays Nina or DC Everest. Landon Tease, our correspondent, letting us know Nina up 34-14 with 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Flip out left side to Preston Auger. Auger across the 30-yard line, and Auger for a Chi-Hi first down.
There's some of that underneath stuff. Their receivers that were split out. They're nice job blocking, and Preston just went out into the flat, got a quick pass. Nice little design on that play.
And you saw the kind of pop pass he had to throw, because those defensive ends are big, and when they get their arms extended, good job by Von Hayden to find the receiver.
9:08. Clock stopped here in the third quarter. Cardinals lead 14-7. Second possession for the Cards here in this third quarter. First and 10 from their own 31-yard line. Smith in motion left to right. That's Boland, rather. Boland will flip it to him. Boland crosses the 30-yard line before being tumbled down at the 31. They will not give him more than the line of scrimmage.
Just a great job by Temperang. He held the edge, forced Boland, which is the right move, was to cut inside. But then Temperang is a good enough athlete to get off his block and to make the play.
First time these two teams tangled. It was a 13-8 game. More points than that just the first quarter, but so far no score in the second quarter or the first 3.5 minutes of the third. Cardinals a 2nd and 10, man in motion left to right. Von Hayden rolling out to his left, option look, late pitch left side, and Hudson is having nothing to do with that. Loss of 2, maybe 3.
Xander Neal
just ran out of real estate. And that was Ethan Heinz, the linebacker who made that play. Now 3rd and long for Chi-Hi. Third and 13 officially. Cardinals come back to the line. They'll go spread. 4 receivers. 2 left, 2 right. From the gun with Auger to his right is Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden calls for the ball. Straight drop back to pass. Now the pressure coming from Aiden Temperang. Von Hayden rolling out right side. Coming back for the catch is Boland. He'll make the catch back near the original line of scrimmage.
Pressure by Aiden Temperang.
And it's punting time for Chi-Hi.
I think Von Hayden threw that ball from about 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage under duress. A good job just to get the ball to make a completion there. Well short of the first down, but
of course, Clary's last punt was blocked by Temperang. Needs to get off a good one here with 2 return men back for Hudson in a 7-point game. Low snap, pressure's light this time. Hudson playing for the return. Angled kick takes a little bit of a Hudson bounce, but Carter Bovee snaps it up at the 43-yard line. Good starting field position for Hudson, and the Chi-High defense will trot back out, trying to force another three and out here in a 7-point ball game with 7:39 to go in the third quarter. 14-7 Chi-High, our score.
I'd like to think offensively we can start taking advantage of their defensive ends getting so far upfield, some counteractions maybe.
Yeah, it's really tough for that short passing game where you can get guys behind the defensive ends. But they make good, they're quick to make recovery, so it's difficult.
Schultz, a little bit of a delay on the give and a big hit, as you mentioned, right at the line of scrimmage. That was Carter Bovee. And Bovee hits Justin Roby and says, you will go no further. Right back to the line, the Hudson Raiders. Three receivers left, single receiver right. Schultz will flare it out left side. That's Jaeger. Jaeger turning the corner, the 45 to the 50, and he has a first down into Cardinals territory. Pass down near the 46-yard line.
Yeah, that time the cornerback coming up, you've got to be quicker to get to that pass. And took an inside route, and the wide receiver then went to the outside. And you normally want to force the wide receiver back into the rest of the defense.
Two receivers right, single receiver left. Man in motion left to right. Ryland Schultz, delayed pitch right side, breaking a tackle across the 45 to the 40-yard line. That looked to be Peyton Pingle, the sophomore receiver.
The ball carrier for the Raiders.
We've seen one touchdown drive for Hudson. Other than that, they've really been held in check by this Chi-High defense. But on that drive, some gashing runs for Hudson. And now Pingle is coming off a little bit slowly. Gain of 7, 2nd and 3. Give off the left side. That's Jaeger. Jaeger trying to turn the corner. He's hit by Drake at the 40-yard line and pulls Jaeger him down. Drake Dakin.
Tackled by number 22, Drake Dakin.
Now from the 38, 3rd and 3. Ryland Schultz give right up the middle. That's Roby, and Roby spun down, but it looks like he has enough to move the chains, and he will.
Justin,
yeah, Brett Christen making the tackle. He kind of absorbed the hit on that one and broke it down.
16 seconds away from the halfway point of the third quarter. 14-7 Chi-High. Hudson on the march. 1st and 10 from the Cardinals' 32-yard line. Give to Roby again. Roby into the heart of the line. This time met by a wall of white as he is stopped shy of the 30-yard line. Maybe a gain of 1 on first down.
That was a nice stop. Chi-High defense was definitely on their heels. Hudson does a good job. They spread you out, and they'll go on both edges. They'll go up the middle, really force you to play sound, fundamental defense.
Wagner on the stop. 2nd and 8. They'll give him 2. Schultz, option pitch, right side. There's a big hole up to the 20-yard line. A late flag comes in.
That'd be a hold. They were holding Jack Sweef.
Trying to keep Sweefelhoffer from making yet another splash play against one of our sponsors tonight. Swim Right Pools and Spas. Thank you to Bob and Ty and Tess and the whole crew there at Swim Right. And I was thinking we should have a splash play of the game brought to you by Swim Right Pools and Spas, but we didn't have quite enough time to put that together. But maybe we'll just toss that in. So a hold will march this one back for Hudson. 5 minutes, 36 seconds left on the clock in the third quarter. Again, 14-7 Chi-High. All the points scored in quarter number one here in this Level 1 playoff game. Hudson the 1 seed. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals the 8 seed. A beautiful night for football. Schultz gives it to Roby. Roby hit right at the knees at the line of scrimmage. He will fall forward for a couple. Carrier.
Good job by Colton Peska. Making the tackle on that play from, playing the defensive tackle position.
Update from Brandon Berg and also on Max TV, where Mark Halverson is on the call. McDonald lead siren 21-8 with just under 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. David Anderson, the recipient of a 20-yard touchdown catch from Grant Smiski. Oh. Shovel pass straight up the middle. Kind of a dangerous shovel pass, and Chi-High just not fooled at all. Colton Petska, who just always seems to be in the right spot, makes the stop.
Yeah, and he was very close to getting his hand on that little shuttle pass on the inside.
Now a fourth down for Hudson. Fourth and long here. Ryland Schultz back to pass. Stands tall in the pocket.
Yes.
Misses his intended receiver down the seam. And it's a turnover on downs. The ball back to Chi-High.
Great
job. I'm sorry. They seemed to really hurry through that play, Hudson did, and that kind of surprised me that that was the best play they had on 4th and 7.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. I think that they almost that tempo was, you know, worked against them in that case, but a good stop by Chiha. I mean, Hudson was rolling on that drive, and then a good first down stop, and they just played tough on every down that series. And Hudson's not known exactly for their passing attack, and when they had to go to the pass game, it wasn't there.
Obviously, that holding call sent him back behind the sticks, and that helped the Cardinals.
Chiha back to the line. That familiar double-wing formation, 1st and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Flip left side, Xander Neal. Neal finds a crease. He'll leap one defender at the 32-yard line, and Neal up close to the 34.
There are not any easy yards against this defense. They are very stout, very athletic. They recover quickly, and that was a nice hole. And, you know, at the end of the day, is a four-yard gain.
And holes seem to close very quickly against this Raiders defensive front.
Referee timeout for maybe an equipment issue.
Yeah, so Neal's going to have to check out.
Yep, I think Xander just needs to catch his breath here. Tarbox into the game for him.
Brody Tarbox, the 6'2 sophomore who ran very well against Superior last week. 2nd and 6 from the 33. Man in motion left to right. Give off the left side, bottled up pretty quickly by Hudson. Maybe a gain of 1 up to the 34.
Bush, the ball carrier.
Evan Bush that time, toting the ball for the Cards.
Evan Holden with the tackle for the Raiders.
Boland's been our most effective offensive weapon. Love to see, you know, a play where he gets the ball.
So 3rd and 5 here for Chippewa Falls. Leading 14-7. Clock will be right around 3.5 when this ball snapped. Von Hayden crouching under center in the double wing. There's the crisscross. Boland ends up with it, and Boland smashes into a couple defenders right at the line to gain and pushes them forward for a couple more yards.
Jackson Boland.
That's a good hard carry for Jackson Boland. A good finish to that run.
That's a crisscross play, and there's a ball handling play where Brody's got to quickly give it to Jackson, and Brody coming in fresh off the bench, that's not an easy play to make, so kudos to him.
That's exactly right. It didn't look the cleanest one I've ever seen, but the line did a good job blocking, and Boland a very tough running, very determined tonight by the running backs.
First downs have not been easy to come by for either team. And so Chiha again will bleed some more clock on this possession, but of course hoping to sustain it, keep it going, put some more points on the board, leading by a touchdown right here. Von Hayden standing over his center right now. Now he'll crouch. Send Tarbox in motion left to right. Give off the right side into right guard. And pushing up close to midfield is Jackson Boland. And once again, Boland just showing his ability. I don't know if it's wriggling loose or if it's just putting the pad level down and pushing. But Jackson Boland, really a strong run there all the way up to midfield.
Those counter plays, crisscrosses, counters, do take advantage of that defensive end screaming upfield.
So 2nd and 2 from the 50-yard line.
Xander Neal back in.
So Neal in at that right wing back position. Devin Bush at the fullback or B-back, left wing back. Jackson Boland under center. Give to Boland again. Boland dancing right side. He should have the first down. Then he is taken down at the 47-yard line. Pulled backward, but needed 2, got 3. Dickman on the stop for Hudson. We haven't called Dickman's name quite as much as we did the first time these two teams met back on September 1st.
Chiha, very deliberate. You can tell, you know, they are ball control offense right now. And they're running clock. They're basically using up as much time as they can each play.
Tarbox looks like he just came back in. Brody Tarbox, the sophomore.
Yeah, Jackson Boland came out. He's obviously playing both ways and getting some really tough yards. So I think he's just catching his breath here.
So 1st and 10 from the Hudson 47. Give to Bush right up the middle. Bush will try and keep the pile moving as he's pulled back from behind. Gets a couple yards on first down. Minute 19 and counting. in this 7-point ball game. Level 1 football here on WOGO. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson with you, your WOGO sports crew here from Hudson. Sam Aberle back in the WOGO studios in Halley. We've had a whale of a football game so far. The Big Rivers Conference champion, Hudson Raiders, and the number 1 seed, spotting Chi-High 14 points. Really, that's not giving Cardinals enough credit there, but Cardinals pulling out to a 14-point advantage early. Give to Neal. Neal finds a little bit of a crease, and Neal backs his way close to a Chi-High first down.
There's that counterplay again. It's blocked for about 5 yards, and then the running backs are doing the extra work after that. Great run by Neal.
You can tell with Neal, with Boland, with the way they're finishing runs, they put in that time in the weight room, put in that time in the summer, those early morning lifts. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chi-High, first and 10 from the Hudson 37-yard line. I don't believe the Cardinals will need to run another play here.
No, they're happy to take it to the fourth with the ball and a score lead.
So we will take a 60-second break here, assuming the Cardinals don't rush up to the line here. Let's just see. Cardinals will rush up to the line. Will they run a play or try and draw Hudson off? And now we have a whistle. And Chi-High will take a timeout with 7.1 seconds to play in the quarter. So we will take a timeout as well. Back in 60 on WOGO.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to Chi-High Playoff Football at WOGO Sports. Cardinals potentially getting some errant information on the field, thinking they didn't have to run a play, and then the official seeming to be counting them down toward a delay of game, so the Cardinals rush up to the line. We're going to get a playoff and have to take a timeout with 7.1 seconds left in the third quarter. So they will need to run another play here before we head to the final frame. Leading 14-7, Chi-High with a first and 10 on the Hudson 37-yard line. Double wing formation. Boland back out there along with Xander Neal at the wing backs. Bush at the fullback. Neal in motion. Wheeling and giving to Boland. Boland finds a crease, and Boland down to the 30-yard line, ending the third quarter with a bang. It'll be second and short coming up. The final frame on the way after three complete. Your score, Chi-High 14, Hudson 7. This is Cardinals Playoff Football back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
The final frame begins here at this Level 1 WIA Division 1 playoff football game. The number 1 seed, the Hudson Raiders, the home team against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, the 8th seed. Cardinals lead 14-7 with 12 minutes to go in regulation. Cardinals did have to burn a timeout, but got a 7-yard run by Jackson Boland.
You know, Mike had brought up a good point about the defensive end pressure running these counters. And, certainly that's been the go-to play in this third quarter, been very effective, and you see it happening more and more, whether it's Boland or Xander Neal running the counter. They've been getting good chunks of yards.
So second and 3 for Chi High from the Hudson 30-yard line. Waiting for the game clock to catch up. Now we're good. The strains of Sweet Caroline fading off into the distance. Give to the B-back Bush, and Bush just inside the 30 down to the 29. Gain of 1. 3rd and 2 coming up for Chippewa Falls. Again, during the break, we were trying to figure out how long this drive has been. I believe it started around the 5.5-minute mark in the third quarter, which would mean Chi High's taken up roughly half a quarter of time so far on this possession. 3rd and 2 from the 29. 11:20 and counting to go in the game. Chi High, flip left side, that's Neal. Neal finds a crease, smashes his way through a tackle, that's a Chi High first down.
Xander broke 2 tackles on that, and then it was able to fall forward for additional yardage. Good job by the offensive line. I'm telling you, I don't think the offense since Holman, the first game of the year, has played this consistently. And what a time for them to show up.
Again, knocking on the door of that Johnson roll-off red zone. Ball spot at the 22. I've just been so impressed with the way Xander Neal's run the ball, particularly in the latter half of this season. 1st and 10. Chi High, minute plus gone by here in the fourth quarter. Under center, Von Hayden. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden gives to Boland. Boland trying to skirt it outside the numbers. He'll turn the corner, 20, 15, 10. Hits the brakes at the 5.
Wow.
Stands close to the end zone. Is he in? Oh, he's just shy. Oh, my goodness. What a run by Jackson Boland, sniffing the end zone. Wow. Jackson Boland just will not go down. What a game tonight for the junior. That's another Cardinal first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck, and we'll remind you the cards are in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRollService.com. 1st and goal from the 1-yard line, Chi High. With Von Hayden following
is.
Triple blockers in front of him into the end zone for the second time tonight. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls, and it's 20-7 Chi High. Mason Von Hayden, a 1-yard touchdown plunge with 10:32 remaining in the fourth quarter.
They were pounding Hudson inside, 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 and then they got Boland to the edge with the biggest play of that drive, and then Von Hayden.
And
this
he was
time,
not going to be denied after
right.
being denied the end zone earlier.
A no-doubter into the end zone.
McIntyre, snap, spot, kick is good. It's 21-7 Chi High. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
We'll be right back. Chi High Football, WOGO Sports. The Cardinals with a 2-touchdown lead and the sideline bouncing as Ethan Faschingbauer, the senior, has it on the tee at the 40-yard line. Faschingbauer, the run-up, the swing of the right leg. He'll drive this one back to the 9-yard line. Just outside the hash, 15, 20, 25, up to the 30-yard line, spinning away from a couple defenders up to the 34. Whistles will blow around the 35-yard line. 10:21 remaining in the game. Hudson finds themselves down to the number 8 seed. Ward Chippewa Falls Cardinals, 21-7.
This is where you start to feel a little bit of the pressure if you're Hudson. You're not used to being in a game like this. They've gone on quite a run going through the conference, and many of them have been very convincing, easy wins. They haven't been in a fourth quarter game in a while.
And Hudson, 8-1 on the season. Their only loss to Stevens Point, who was trailing Wausau West at last check. Landon Tease letting us know that Menominee's up 28-7 on River Falls. 7 left in the fourth, and Nina crushing D.C. Everest. We'll give you that score in a moment. Give off the left side, and a big gap that time across the 45, close to midfield.
Justin Roby with,
his probably best carry since the first quarter. Landon letting us know that Nina is still crushing D.C. Everest 47-14.
That's Hudson's version of misdirection with their jet motion and coming back with a lot of big boys the other way.
Again, motion, give to Roby again. Roby stops, starts again, and he will be shoved into the Chi High sideline into Cardinals territory at the 43-yard line. Again, this Hudson offense is run-based, especially tonight with Lassard out early in this game with injury, but it's a very rapid rushing attack as they play tempo all the time. Schultz gives straight up the middle. That's Roby again. Bovee hops in his back at the 45, the 35-yard line down to the 34. Clock will stop temporarily at 9:57.
Yeah, three carries, three big first downs. They're gashing the Chi High defense right now.
It's a chess match out there. They're using their running backs the same way they try to use a counter with the quarterback.
Flip left side.
Nice job. Was that 22 again?
Yep.
Justin Roby, the ball carrier, pushed out of bounds by number 12.
Again, Krista on the stop, but the workhorse has been Roby. Hudson right back to the line, trailing 21-7. Schultz going to keep it himself right up the middle, dancing, and he is swung down by Bovee, and a flag will come in.
We're
going to say he caught him high and caught some of that face mask.
It could not be that guy making that call.
By the book, that is not a horse collar tackle because he started on the front.
They're calling a face mask, but again, it looked like he got him high, but the officials down on the field made the call. Of course, up here, harder to see, but
down here that is tough to see as well.
So Hudson, a big 15-yard penalty. And Roby will take a delayed call off the left side. He'll stop. He'll push forward inside the 20-yard line, down close to the 15.
Wagner got so close to get him in the backfield and wasn't able to bring him down, but did slow him down. Defense came around. A shorter gain.
Update from a team joining the BRC next year. Rice Lake defeats La Crosse, Logan 50-7. Off the right side, a big hole again for Hudson inside the 5-yard line. Chi High able to prevent the touchdown by a yard. But Jamison that time as the Hudson offense hitting its stride. And it's been a bit since we've seen this Raiders offense moving the ball so quickly. Now off the right side and plunging into the end zone is Jamison.
Number 26. Aiden Jameson.
Well, it only took 90 seconds for Hudson to score.
Sorry about that, Cale. They obviously had seen something off tackle. They're not trying to go really wide. They're just trying to go off tackle and attack our outside backers.
So Jameson, the touchdown run from, I believe, 1 yard out. The official indication there. A little bit of a bad spot, but a good kick, and we're in a seven-point game again, 21-14, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Chi High awaiting the kickoff, receiving at the 12-yard line, 15, 20, up to the 23, maybe the 24-yard line.
Jackson Boland.
And with 8:55 left, the Cardinals see their 14-point lead trimmed to 7 again, and looking for another sustained drive by their offense.
I was just going to add that. Really nice to have that same exact drive they had before.
Chi High with the ball officially at their own 22-yard line on the far hash. Flip left side to Neal, and Neal plunges for a couple yards. And you're starting to hear this Hudson crowd come back to life here as they're within a touchdown, and of course, a lot of game time left with 8:38 to go. Chi High will not be in any particular rush here as they will huddle back near their 17-yard line. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Mike Thompson with you. Here in Hudson, Sam Averly back in the WOGO studios in Hallie. Second and 8 from their own 24 for Chi High. Flip to Boland. Boland right side, following his blocking. He'll dart across the 25-yard line. Cut down shy of the 30, either the 28 or 29.
Boland with
depending
a carry
on the spot here.
Five,
28-yard line. So third and 4 coming up for Chi High with under 8 minutes to play. And on Hudson's two touchdown drives, they've moved the ball very quickly, very efficiently. The rest of the game pretty much stymied by this Chi High defense. Crowd coming to life on a 3rd and 4. Surveying the defense. The double wing, Von Hayden. Again, will continue to let the clock bleed. Now he'll crouch under center. Von Hayden sends a man in motion. Gives off the right side. That's Boland. Boland hit right at the line of scrimmage, and they will throw him back. No gain, and 4th down for Chi High.
Stuck by number 6, Sam Dickman.
Dickman, we mentioned we haven't called his name a lot, but he comes through at a time that his team certainly needed a stop. And now a 7:09 to go. And the clock still rolling.
Yeager back to receive.
Larry will kick this one away to Ross Yeager, who will stand just inside his 35. Pressure's light. Line drive, punt on a bounce, and it gets by Yeager. Inside the 25-yard line, will trickle down to the 23. We've been calling them knuckleball punts, and what a great job to eliminate that return opportunity for a dangerous return man in Ross Yeager. We talk about Carter Bovey's prowess in the return game, but Yeager, no slouch.
And that's a good way to flip the field position. You know, it would have been nice to get a few first downs and burn more clock, but as it is, you give the ball back, but at least now you're going to make them drive the field.
Congratulations to the McDonald Max. Winners 28-8 over Siren. They will move on, possibly to face Clayton in Level 2 next Friday night. Give right up the middle to Roby, and Roby lassoed and dropped at the 25-yard line.
Tackled by number 85, Colton.
We'll see what kind of adjustments Chi-Hi defense makes, but last drive they didn't have any kind of downs like that where it was only a one-yard gain.
30 seconds away from the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Jaeger in motion, back to pass is Ryland Schultz under heavy pressure. Schultz rolling out to his right. He'll throw it late, and a good catch right at the sideline. Are the officials going to say complete? Nope, out of bounds. Did not get the feet down. Now the back judge is going to come in, but the side judge had to look right down the sideline, and he said no. I'd say feet, but the foot wasn't in. Jameson intended target there. He did catch the ball, just not able to get the foot in.
It was really tight coverage, and you can push the receiver out. You don't have to give him an opportunity to come down inside the field.
Third and nine from their own 25 with four wide. Schultz rolling out to his left for Hudson. Schultz throws left side, and is it complete? Incomplete. The ball hit the ground. Zwiefelhofer in the area. Oh, good. Are they saying he caught that? Incomplete again. You probably can hear it here from the Chi-Hi coaching booth, too. One official said catch, the other one said no.
Wow, how big was that? Hudson rolled down 7-8 plays and scored. And then this time, a 3-and-out. Outstanding job of the Chi-Hi defense to respond.
So 6:11 to go, and Hudson will punt this one away. Carter Bovee will stand inside his 45-yard line awaiting this kick.
Do you think about a fake punt?
From Schwartz. At your own 25, I wouldn't think so. High kick from Schwartz, and Bovee is going to catch it at the 37-yard line, and he will tiptoe down the sideline up to the 40, and with 6:02 remaining, Chi-Hi back on the attack on offense. And again, two very close plays on that drive for Hudson. A toe-tap opportunity on the sideline, and then a sliding, diving attempt at a catch, both ruled incomplete.
I got to say, I've worked on an officiating crew in the past, and those officials came together and got that call right, because that ball obviously bounced off the turf. So kudos to those officials for getting that call right and coming together.
Again, we've seen some tough calls, some tough breaks against Chi-Hi, but the officials have really been on top of the calls this game, even if we haven't liked how they've turned out at times with some of those goal line plunges by Von Hayden that came up just short. Von Hayden will give it to Xander Neal, and Neal breaks an arm tackle in the backfield.
Wow.
And he will push his way across the 45 and up to the 48-yard line. A gain of 8 by Mr. Xander Neal on first down as he gets a little extra shove after the play.
They spread it out with 3 wide, but running Neal, he's been running really strong tonight behind Auger. Nice gain, nice play, a lot of yards after contact.
5:32 and counting. Again, clock continuing to wind. Chi-Hi, their side of the 50 at the 48-yard line. Boland and Hebert split out to the right. Two backs on the left side of Von Hayden from the gun. Von Hayden delayed, give right up the middle, and Hudson says absolutely not. No gain on the play for Xander Neal. Third and 2 from the 48. Under 5 minutes to play.
I'm sorry, Caleb.
Go ahead, Mike.
They have their double wing package in right now. I guess they'd come back with some counter action, try to take advantage of those big boys flying upfield again.
If Chi-Hi does not get a first down on third and 2 here, it could make for a very, very interesting call on fourth down. Hopefully we won't have to get to that point. Again, approaching midfield, third and 2, Chi-Hi. Double wing, double tight. Bolin in motion. He'll give it to Bolin. Bolin has to evade one man in the backfield, and he will not. But a flag comes in from the near sideline. If that's a face mask, that would be a crucial and critical error.
We are absolutely going to get bailed out. I mean, we were trying to run outside on basically the jet sweep,
personal
the wing
fall,
position.
Oh, my goodness.
And
wow.
They had us behind the line of scrimmage about 8 yards.
And that was going to be no decision, a punt for Chi-Hi with a massive loss on the play. But instead, they will mark off a 15-yard penalty from the Chi-Hi 42-yard line. That's where the face mask occurred. And now the Cardinals into plus territory with 4:28 to go. Hudson has 3 timeouts. Chi-Hi has 2. Cardinals lead 21-14, an absolutely massive call.
if you're Hudson, you are very aware of 4:27 left on that clock, and it's ticking.
Absolutely. Starting to feel the pressure a little bit, and this is so important just to get 3, 4, 5 yards of crack, keep the clock going, keep driving down towards that goal line.
Good ball security. It's a metal table, not wood, but I'm still knocking on it here. Double wing, Von Hayden, still standing erect over center. Now will crouch and take the snap. Von Hayden gives to Boland. Boland nosing his way off right guard. He'll get positive yardage.
Boland with the carry,
down close to the 41-yard line. Timeout taken by Coach Adam Cowles. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Late going fourth quarter.
This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own Marquee Spa from Swim Right Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how Swim Right's line of Marquee Spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. Swim Right.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Under four to go in the fourth. To be exact, 3 minutes, 54 seconds remaining. Chi High with the football, second and 8, 41-yard line of Hudson. They lead 21-14, the 8 seed against the 1. Cardinals will come out in a spread formation here. Three to the left, one to the right. Kneel in motion, right to left. Option look, they're going to go the other way on a reverse. That's Hebert, and he has some room. Hebert to the 40, the 35, the 30. Hebert for a first down for Chi High.
Beautiful play, something we haven't seen all year. Going out, fake left, they go to the right. Looks like it's going to be a pitch play, and then Hebert from the wide receiver position comes the opposite direction, takes the reverse deep into the backfield, and with good speed gets around the corner. Nice blocking downfield. Big first down play.
Another I'd like update. To say I didn't see that, but I saw that at practice this week. Pretty cool to unleash it right there.
And what a critical time as well. Menominee defeats River Falls 28-14. And that Division II matchup. Bowling in motion left to right. They give
he
up the middle.
The
ball is loose. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
The ball came loose, and Hudson says they have it.
This is big.
Another huge call here is they will pull bodies off the pile at the 30-yard line. Hudson again says they have it, and the officials agree. Oh, goodness. 3:20 to go. And the first turnover of the game for Chi High. Hines with the recovery.
Yeah, it was not a clean handoff. Not sure the ball ever got directly into the belly of the fullback on that play, and the ball hit the turf.
So now a 7-point ball game with 3:20 to play. First and 10 from their own 29 for Hudson. I'll find a stat in a moment from the Chippewa Herald about this series and how close it's been in recent years. Hudson has won the last couple matchups. Ross Yeager on the jet sweep being chased by Petska trying
Great
to turn
job,
the corner.
Strong.
He will not turn the corner. The Chi High defense says we're here. Can you feel us?
Fantastic job by everybody. Defensive end, the safety, the corner, all coming out. A three-yard loss on first down.
The previous six matchups in this series have been decided by 10 points or fewer. According to research from the Chippewa Herald, we're in a 7-point game with under three to go. Schultz back to pass, going to go right side. He's got his man across the 30-yard line, spinning up to the 33. That was to Yeager. And clock rolling. Coach Adam Cowles has two timeouts left. Right back on the line on third down here. Give off the right side. That's Roby. Roby at the 35-yard line up to the 40. He's piled out of bounds, but that should be enough for a first down.
Justin
as he
Roby
knew where he needed
carrier.
To get. Stops the clock at 2:24.
Hudson Raiders, first down.
Chi High scored the first 14 points of this ballgame. Hudson answered back with a touchdown. Teams traded scores in the third quarter. Excuse me, here in the fourth quarter, rather. Schultz flares it out left side. Petska in pursuit across the 45 line up to the 50-yard line for another Hudson first down. That was Justin Roby. Ball at midfield.
Nice swing pass. He was able to get to the edge, and the pursuit was a little late getting there. Second down and one.
2:16 to play. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Two men with Schultz in the backfield. Schultz going to keep it himself right up the middle. He's hit, able to break that tackle and loose at the 45-yard line, then spun down by Bovey and hit by a couple more defenders at the 44, and a late hit. Call is going to come against Chi High. Oh. Chi High player down as well. An injured player, but again, it looked like Schultz's momentum was stopped, and I think someone hit him late. Now a player down on the field. I think that might be Petska.
I want to say that one of the defenders coming late to the ball was trying to strip the football, but ended up taking the helmet off of the Schultz.
Personal foul, defense.
We've seen some 15-yard penalties at critical times against both teams here in this game.
2 minutes left. This game is absolutely now on the defense. Offense did a good job controlling the ball. Just heartbreaker to fumble on a first down play after a big first down. But now it's on the defense. You've got a chance right here.
Petska will be walking to the sideline now, jogging a bit.
29 yards.
Such a tough player. 29 yards to defend for Chi High. 29 yards to go to tie the game and possibly send this one into overtime for the Hudson Raiders. Number one seed versus number eight seed. 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Clock will wind again. Give to Jaeger. Jaeger off the left side. He's strung out. Chi High will make him work hard for two, maybe 3 yards on the far side of the field. Hagman was in pursuit.
Tackled by 52, Braden Hagman.
Ran about 20 seconds off the clock. That clock still rolling as he did not get out of bounds. Second and 10 from the 26. Gain of 3 on that play. Option pitch, right side, Chi High, quickly to the ball, able to fall forward is Jamison. Had a touchdown earlier this quarter, Jamison all the way down to the 21. It is third and short for Hudson.
Carter Bovey making the tackle.
Minute 20 to play, still two timeouts left for Hudson, they haven't used them yet. Three receivers on the left side, Ryland Schultz flares it out left side, that's Roby. Roby hit right at the line to gain, this one's going to be close, I think he's short.
Brett Krista
with a big hit, and he is short, and as Coach Cowell is going to take a timeout here.
Clock is still ticking.
It is fourth and very short for Hudson. They're not going to use their timeout here. Fourth and less than a yard. Schultz will now look back to the sideline. 46 seconds to go. The crowd roaring at Hudson, imploring them to get this playoff. 39 seconds to go. Schultz back to pass, throws right side, and hit at the 11-yard line. That's a first down. Oh, goodness, going to the air on fourth and short with the game on the line.
Sweepelhoffer's upset with himself. He was just a tick late on being able to deflect that football.
Langenhall, the 6'3 senior, made that catch, and what a critical conversion for Hudson. 34.3 seconds remaining, still two timeouts left, and now a first and 10 on the Chi High 12-yard line. A battle of wills here. Schultz going to keep it himself right up the middle. Schultz hit at the 5-yard line, dropped at the 4. Clock still rolling at 23.5, and now a timeout taken back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
23 and a half seconds left. Second and two, Hudson from the Chi High 4 yard line. Chi High up by seven. Flip right wow. side. Yes. Chi High stops him. Is he inbounds? 17 seconds left. The clock still rolling. Stopped at 16 seconds. Are they saying he got out of bounds? Wobey.
That's just sort of a discretion of the referee because his momentum was long stopped inside, then eventually steps out of bounds, and the refs give him the out of bounds to stop the clock.
So Hudson will save a timeout here with 16 seconds left.
But a good stop by the Chi High defense, stringing it out.
Third and one. Schultz, two receivers left, single receiver right. Sends a man in motion out to the left. Schultz going to keep himself straight ahead. He's hit. He's taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Down coming up in 10.3 seconds left on the clock. A timeout taken by Coach Cowles. Can the Cards come up with a stop one last time to vault themselves into level two? We'll find out in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Fourth down, Hudson. Fourth down and two from the 4 yard line. 10.3 seconds left. No timeouts left for the Hudson Raiders. And again, talking about this, guys, Hudson, you get the first down. Is the clock going to stop for long enough that you can clock it?
There's three receivers split to the side. They've come this way to the field side all night long.
Ball on the near hash. Three receivers left, single receiver right. Schultz from the pistol. Fourth and two. Schultz back to pass. He's hit. Game! Chi High topples the number one seed. The Hudson Raiders go down.
Brayden Hagman just exploded from the defensive tackle position. Was on top of Schultz before he could do anything with the football.
Brayden Hagman. Big time play and a big time moment.
Oh my goodness.
It was the best formation in football right here. Yes! Victory.
What a stunner in Hudson. Undefeated in the Big Rivers Conference. You get the one seed. Chi High comes to town. And Chi High never trailed in this game.
This is why, as Alan mentioned earlier, this is why you play the game. An 8 seed against a 1 seed. Leading rusher, leading receiver out for Chippewa Falls. Massive difference between these two teams in conference record, but it's the Cardinals who come here and get the job done. Wow.
A quiet crowd here in Hudson, as you would expect. Big win for Chi High football.
6.7 seconds left officially on the clock. See the coaching staff looking at a replay here. Wow.
I can see what they're trying to set up. They were trying to set up that kind of swing pass look with one of their receivers leaking out.
Yeah, that looked like a good play. He needed to get rid of that ball right away, but Hagman did not give him much time to even think about it.
I think it was supposed to be a fake pass and then get rid of it. Didn't have time.
And how about these seniors? Getting into the playoffs, some may say sneaking into the playoffs and saying, we belong to be here. And as the clock hits triple zeros in Hudson, number 8 topples number 1. Your final score, Chippewa Falls 21, Hudson 14. Don't miss the post-class post-game show coming up next on WOGO Sports. Mike Thompson down on the field. We'll see if he can catch up with head coach Chuck Rakovich. Chi High crashing the party here at Hudson, and they will move on to level two. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Football at WOGO Sports.
Looking for a rock-solid career with a family-owned company? Haas Incorporated offers competitive pay, 100% paid health insurance premiums, 10% company 401k contribution, dental, vision, and life insurance. Haas is now hiring for full and part-time shop technicians in Thorpe and Eau Claire, as well as a project manager in Thorpe. Apply in person or at Haas4.com. That's H-A-A-S, the number 4.com.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Hi, this is Holly Bobe of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
A jubilant Chi High team as we welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Mike Thompson down on the field with our head coach, Chuck Rankovich. Mike?
I tell you what, guys, what a gritty effort from the Cardinals tonight. Not an easy foe coming over here and beating on Hudson. But Coach Rankovich, what can you tell us about this win tonight?
I'll tell you what, guys. If you weren't here tonight, you missed a great game with a bunch of great kids on both sides. But let me tell you this. Before the game, Coach Charette, about an hour before the kickoff, he sent me an email or a text message. He said, 35 years ago from this very night, we beat Rice Lake for the first undefeated conference championship in Chi High history. I feel a win, Coach. He was right!
All right, Coach is going to go get with his team. Congrats, Coach. Sending it back to you.
Thank you, Mike Thompson, athletic director here for Chi High. We're headed presumably to Neenah next week as the journey continues for this Chi High team, replacing 20 starters from last year. But young'uns know more. What a gritty game here. We've got a lot coming up, so don't go away. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, the great clips, great plays of the game. This is the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Give us 3 minutes here so we can get some of those highlights ready for you. We're back in three here on WOGO Sports. Chi High, a shocker over the number one seed, the BRC Conference champ, the Hudson Raiders. Your final, Chippewa Falls 21, Hudson 14. Back in three on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. The Chi High team taking a knee inside the 5-yard line here at Raider Stadium. What is it about games here in Hudson that brings out the best in this Chippewa Falls program as a number 8 seed? Sub-500 conference record. The Cardinals get the job done here, score the first 14 points of the game, hold on to win, and defeat a very good Hudson team 21-14. Again, lots coming up. We'll get you the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. We'll get you those great clips, great plays of the game. Congratulations to McDonald. Knocking off Siren 28-8, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky had that call on Max TV. And again, if Max TV is willing, we'll do that once again next week as well, as McDonald will look for their opponent. But Clayton, the number one seed, the presumed matchup there, Chi High, will face Nina in Nina next week, as Nina knocked off DC Everest 54-28 tonight. Menominee winners over River Falls, and Wausau West was leading Spash by 10 points at last check. We'll see if we can get a score update on that one for you. The scoring went like this in this incredible game for Chippewa Falls. Mason Von Hayden, after an early fumble by Hudson with 8:57 to play in the first quarter, plunged in from 1 yard out. That made it 7-0 Chi High. Then an incredible run that you heard in the great clips, great plays of the half by Jackson Boland on 4th and 3 from 34 yards out. Boland made it 14-0 with 5:21 to go in the first quarter. Hudson, one of their better drives of the night, capped off by a Ryland Schultz 1 yard touchdown run with 2:25 in the first quarter. And that made it 21-7 That made it 14-7 Chi High. No scoring again until the fourth quarter. In that fourth quarter, Von Hayden, his second touchdown of the night. Another one-yarder with 10:32 to play in the fourth. That made it 21-7. But just 90 seconds later, on the other side for Hudson, Aiden Jamison, the wingback, with a one-yard TD run with 9:02 remaining in the game, 21-14. After that, threats by both teams, but neither one put it across the goal line again. We had Chi High marching, presumably, to run out the clock. Got a critical first down, but then fumbled the ball at the 29-yard line of Hudson, and the Raiders took it all the way down to the 4-yard line on 4th and 2 from the 4-yard line. Well, you'll hear what happened. The great clips, great plays of the game. Thank you to Landon Teese, again, our correspondent, letting us know that Spash did finish off the win, got tighter in that game. In fact, Spash was down 17-7, as we mentioned, to Wausau West, and came back and won that game 32-31. So they will advance. So Chalk holding in this bracket, other than here with the massive upset, an 8 knocking off a 1. Well, it's time now for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a Ready Next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. The Great Clips Great Plays of the Game will bring them to you from the second half. Sounded like this on WOGO Sports.
Very close to getting his hand on that little shuttle pass on the inside.
Now a fourth down for Hudson. Fourth and long here. Ryland Schultz back to pass. Stands tall in the pocket.
Yes.
Misses his intended receiver down the seam. And it's a turnover on downs. The ball back to Chi High. Third and 2 from the 29. 11:20 and counting to go in the game. Chi High, flip left side, that's Neal. Neal finds a crease, smashes his way through a tackle, that's a Chi High first down. Center gone by here in the fourth quarter. Under center, Von Hayden. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden gives to Bolin. Bolin trying to skirt it outside the numbers. He'll turn the corner, 20-15-10. Hits the brakes at the 5.
Wow.
Spins close to the end zone. Is he in? Oh, he's just shy. Oh, my goodness. What a run by Jackson Bolin, zipping the end zone. Wow. Jackson Bolin. Cards are in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. First and goal from the 1-yard line. Chi High with Von Hayden following.
Is
triple blockers in front of him into the end zone for the second time tonight. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls, and it's 20-7 Chi High. Into 8 seed against the 1. Cardinals will come out in a spread formation here. 3 to the right, 3 to the left, rather, 1 to the right. Neal in motion, right to left. Option look, they're going to go the other way on a reverse. That's Hebert, and he has some room. Hebert to the 40, the 35, the 30. Hebert for a first down for Chi High.
Beautiful play, something we haven't seen all year. Going out, fake left, they go to the right. Looks like it's going to be a pitch play, and then Hebert from the wide receiver position comes the opposite direction, takes the reverse deep into the backfield and with good speed.
In years, Hudson has won the last couple matchups. Ross Yeager on the jet sweep, being chased by Petska, trying
great
to turn the corner. He will
defense.
Not turn the corner. The Chi High defense says, we're here. Can you feel us?
Fantastic job by everybody. Defensive end, the safety, the corner, all coming out. A three-yard loss on first down.
The previous six matchups in this series have been decided by 10 points or fewer. That you can clock it.
There's three receivers split to the side. They've come this way to the field side all night long.
Ball on the near hash. Three receivers left, single receiver right. Schultz from the pistol. Fourth and 2. Schultz back to pass. He's hit.
Yes! The game! Chi High topples the number one seed. The Hudson Raiders go down. Brayden Hagman just exploded from the defensive tackle position. Was on top of Schultz before he could do anything with the football.
Brayden Hagman, big time play in a big time moment.
Oh, my goodness. The great clips, great plays of the game here on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Those great clips, great plays of the game brought to you, of course, by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a Ready Next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. And, wow, what a great playoff game we saw here tonight, Alan Dunham.
You know, you do just enough to sneak into the playoffs, essentially get an 8 seed. And then you have to go against a conference rival, Hudson. But sometimes, you know how hard it is, no matter how much disparity there might seem in the teams, when you know an opponent so well, it can be difficult to beat them, especially beat them two times in the same season. And that rung true tonight as Chi-High played their best game, undoubtedly, of the season. I heard the coaches talking to the kids after the game, like, hey, there it is. There's a complete game. Both phases, you know, your offense and your defense playing so well. I think, you know, in the keys to the game, we talked about it, they got to play basically their best game. I think I said perfect game, and they didn't play a perfect game, but they played hard, and they came out, and they punched Hudson those first two touchdowns, being up 14-0, and then we never looked back.
An explosion, really, of Twitter from some of our Chi-High alums like Rico De Leon and Brian Petska, again, talking about their love for Chippewa Falls and this team as Chi-High gets the job done here on the road. I'm not sure that there were many that would have picked Chi-High to come here and get this win. But again, another nail-biter, barn-burner, whatever adjective you want to use. But the Cardinals take care of business. Always, again, sad to see one team season end. And so much respect for Coach Cowles and this Hudson Raiders program. They had a phenomenal, phenomenal regular season. But they fall to Chi-High tonight. And your Chippewa Falls Cardinals moving on to play Neenah next Friday night. We'll have it for you. 6:30 start with highlights from this one on Friday from Neenah. Coming up, the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Benizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. We are back in 2 minutes to wrap things up from Hudson here on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own marquee spa from Swim Right Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how Swim Right's line of marquee spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. Swim Right.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit PostGlassAndMirror.com. It's time for the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Benizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit HollyBovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. In the absence of our normal statisticians, Dave Check or Dave the Electric Pen Hansen here tonight, I do believe that I failed to keep that robust stats, but some of the things we can point out.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
And again, Boland, in the absence of Jackson LeMay, we all know what kind of an athlete Jackson Boland is. But when you're playing a position that you haven't played in a game all season long, to our knowledge, I don't think we've seen him line up there, even though it's a position he's familiar with. You haven't played it. You haven't had those reps, presumably not those reps in practice until maybe this week. And the way he stepped in there and not only carried the ball so well, but made some critical plays. Just hats off to Jackson Boland tonight.
Yeah, he was the player of the game in my mind. And last week they tried Sam Hebert at that wingback spot, and this time they got Jackson Boland to move in and do it. And he had so many key plays, key yardage pickups from that position. I thought that was really the key move offensively to put him in that position. And then the way we just physicality from the get-go, I don't know if Hudson overlooked us or not, you know, because they've already beaten us and they saw our record. Sometimes you look at those things and it makes a difference. But we came out so physical against them. And then one of their better players, Lassard, got an injury early on, and that had an effect as well. I think it limited what they like to do in the pass game. And so, you know, but then all just the total effort by the offense and the defense. I mean, Hudson had two series where they mowed us down, like they just dominated us. But then the rest of the time, Chi High defense was very stout.
Yeah, and forced three turnovers, two interceptions, and a fumble. Again, when you mentioned some of the players of the game, so many notables. Carter Bovee all over the field, as per usual, had an interception. Jack Zweifelhofer, his sixth pick of the year, and also, I believe, credited for that forced fumble early in the game that set up that first touchdown. And again, just a quick note on Tyler Lassard, too. We certainly hope that that young man is hale and hearty coming again soon. I believe he's a basketball player as well. Too certainly athletic enough to play about whatever sport you choose. So, again, just sad to see such a talented young man not able to finish the game here tonight. So, wishing him well in his recovery, and hopefully it's not an injury that's going to last long. But, again, just a lot of notable players here tonight for Chi High, and that's what you love, that you're not leaning it all on one player, but again, you're getting contributions from all over the field. And so that will be, again, in our own fashion, our Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since the year 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovee.com, or find Holly on Facebook. As we finish up here, Alan, final thoughts? I mean, this is a game where, I mean, I'll be blunt, I kind of thought at this point we would be recognizing the seniors and talking about, again, another memorable season for Chi High football, but now we're talking about a road trip to Neenah next week and running it back again.
It's such a game of emotions, and again, why the game is so special and so wonderful. You have all these players working together, and Chi High just, they scratched and clawed all season, just didn't have the success they thought they would. But you roll into the playoffs. Now, who's the team that's continuing to go on to level two? It's Chi High and Hudson. You see the players out there, long goodbyes, just lingering in the field. Everybody's just kind of melancholy. They're the BRC champions. I mean, they had a tremendous season, so you don't take anything away from that. That's going to go in their trophy case. But it's Chi High that gets to play one more week of football. And good luck to them against Neenah next week.
And a Chi High alum, Mike Elkin, who's been on our WOGO broadcast before, back in 2015, I believe, for that incredible run. Mike Elkin helping us out with a couple broadcasts on that side of the state. And so we'll see him and then Neenah, who had that impressive win over DC Everest 54-28. Thank you to Sam Aberley back at the WOGO studios in Halley, keeping things running smoothly here tonight as Chi High and McDonald, our Chippewa Falls teams, both picking up wins and level one and moving on to next Friday night, 6:30 p.m. start time here on WOGO Sports Radio, and presumably 6:30 start time on Max TV as well. Stay tuned to our social media and WOGO.com for all the details. Thanks to Athletic Director of Chippewa Falls Senior High School, Mike Thompson, for jumping in and being part of this broadcast. Always appreciate his insights. For Alan Dunham, With our thanks as well to Sam Averly back at the WOGO studios in Halley, I'm Caleb Swenson saying so long from Hudson High School in this Level 1 playoff matchup. Number 8 topples number 1. Your final score, Chippewa Falls 21, Hudson 14. Good night from Hudson. This has been Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Ashley Construction, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Culver's of Lake Halley, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Great Clips, Haas Incorporated, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, and by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror, quality propane and fuels, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, by Stelter Incorporated, Swim Right Pools and Spas, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, and Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for joining us for the Cards on WOGO, and now we return you to our regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
WOGO.
Go Cardinals.
Your sports station.